guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you doing on this beautiful summer day? If you are thinking about working on your house, or if you are already deep into a project, you are in exactly the right place, because that's what we do. We are here to help you, to guide you, to give you tips, ideas, inspiration, to avoid the perspiration when it comes time to fixing up your home sweet home. Help yourself first. Pick up the phone. Call us at 1-888 Money Pit with your question, your DIY dilemma, your decorating challenge, your organizational challenge, your storage challenge, or your dream project to get done to your house. Whatever you need to do to make your house the best it can possibly be, we are here to help. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you could post your questions online at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, improving your bathroom is one of the best ways to add value and appeal to your home. But if you think those improvements have to be really expensive, well, think again. There are lots of ways to give your bathroom a lift without breaking the bank. We're going to share bath updates you can get done for under $100 in just a bit.
And if you're looking for some more storage space, finishing an attic is a popular remodeling project that does deliver a great return on investment if you do it right. So we're going to walk you through the options.
And entryways like mudrooms and foyers are used by every member of the family, not to mention your guests. We're going to share some cool organizational ideas for getting all those spaces under control. Tell you what to do with those shoes, umbrellas, jackets, and stuff. Get them off the floor.
All right. Well, they always end up on the floor.
Nonetheless. Well, at least you'll know where to put them, Leslie, when the kids drop them there.
But first, guys, we want to hear what you are working on. So give us a call. Let us know how we can help you finish up your summer projects and get ready for those fall ones. We are standing by 24/7 right here at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Tracy in Texas is on the line and needs some help with a universal design project. Tell us what you're working on.
I have a daughter who's 21 years old, and we need some help when it comes to bathing her. We're looking at doing a bathroom addition onto her room, but we don't even know really how to get started. Do we need to consult with an architect on the design advice? She's homebound, medically fragile, 100% disabled, and we just are looking at some advice on how to even get started to meet her needs so that we only have to do this one time.
Is a tub situation easier for you, or is a shower?
Probably a shower.
Okay, because there are the tubs with the doors that open. It depends on how difficult it would be to sort of move her from chair to seated tub position. You know, it just depends on how comfortable you are with the bathing situation, if you want to get in there and get wet. But Tom and I have actually done a lot of work with Universal Design and are quite familiar with some of the processes.
Well, that's right. And I do think it's a good idea to use a certified kitchen and bath designer, and that's somebody who's going to be specializing in universal design. You're going to ask specifically for someone that has that talent, because they're going to be up to speed on the best products that are out there for your particular situation and be able to recommend appropriately. And you're going to get a bathroom that actually looks nice and functions well for you. I would not call a standard remodeling contractor, because the remodeling contractor will say, yeah, I understand, I know what to do. And you know what? They just don't, because it's very specialized. In fact, some years ago, Leslie, didn't the AARP have a special certification program for contractors and architects that were working with Universal Design situations?
They did. It was through the Home Builders Association, and they had a special course that you could take to become certified as, you know, a Universal Design specialist. So you might want to start with the AARP's website just to find some recommendations of folks in your area who are certified. I believe it was called the CAPS. Certified Aging in Place Specialist Program. And, you know, even though that's not necessarily your need, it has similar associations. So you might want to start there as far as just trying to find somebody who can help you find the right products, because you want something that looks good. You don't want it to feel like a hospital. You want it to function, and you want it to be done right the first time.
They have a lot of resources for Universal Design, probably the best collection anywhere online is on the AARP website. You simply click on the home and family section and then home improvement, and you'll find a lot there. They also have a section on livable communities, because the, you know, Universal Design just makes sense for folks of any age, whether you are a senior citizen, whether you are disabled, or whether you're just a mom that comes home with her arms full of like grocery bags and needs to pop open a door with her elbow because she can't really turn a doorknob. You know, there's tips like that that really make it so much easier for you to live comfortably in your house, regardless of age or physical condition. So I would start there as well. But make sure you work with people that are experienced in Universal Design. There are lots and lots of people out there. You just got to find them, okay?
Great. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
All right. Next up, we've got Ron in South Dakota, who is dealing with a bee situation. What's going on with these busy bees?
I'm trying to repair my roof on a cinder block outbuilding, and these bumblebees are all around, and I'm having trouble. I'd like to not kill them, but I don't know. Can I do something to make them relocate?
Yeah, you can. I think what you're talking about are not bumblebees, but carpenter bees.
Oh, yeah. I'm from Memphis originally, and we had big bumblebees there, and one stung me last year, and it felt the same way.
Well, those are carpenter bees, and you know, they'll bite, but they're not as bad as getting stung by like a wasp or something like that. But what they do is they look for usually the soft trim, like around a porch or a fascia or a soffit, and they'll drill into that trim, usually from the edge grain, drill up, and then they'll turn 90 degrees and then kind of go with the grain, go in 2 or 3 inches and nest, and that's where they'll actually nest. So to get rid of them, a couple of things you can do. Of course, you can have a pest control pro come out, and they can put a powder insecticide in and around where those carpenter bees are, and that will take care of the problem. The second thing you can do is you can actually eliminate some of the wood and replace it with composite. So, for example, on my garage, I had pine fascia board behind the gutters. Started to get a big carpenter bee problem with them. So, and they actually had done quite a bit of damage because they didn't get to it for a while. So I pulled the pine fascia down and I replaced it with AZEK, A-Z-E-K, which is extruded PVC, looks like wood, cuts like wood, doesn't taste like wood to the carpenter bees. And so they left it alone after that because there was nothing left to eat. So I think you need to figure out where they're nesting. They're going to be drilling in somewhere. And the thing is, if you get close to where they're drilling, you can hear them. They make noise. They kind of make a grinding noise into your porch deck. Or
yeah, I think my wife heard
yeah,
that.
She probably did. So I think that you've got a carpenter bee problem, and you can either have them treated or get rid of some of the food source, one way or the other.
Okay. They're going in a small 1x3 opening in the cinder block. There's not that much wood right there, but I'm sure they're getting into the eave if you're...
Yeah, I think they may be going in and out of that, but there's probably some wood somewhere in that path that they're traveling, Ron, okay?
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call 24/7. We are standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find the best local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app today.
And just ahead, improving your bathroom can be costly, but it doesn't have to be. We've got bathroom remodeling projects for under $100 when the Money Pit continues.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door, right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan. Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Drivers, start your engines.
Have you ever imagined the thrill of driving a NASCAR race car by yourself? You can by entering the Money Pit's Rev Your Engine sweepstakes with NASCAR Race Experience. Five winners will get the thrill of a lifetime. Following instruction, you'll get behind the wheel and drive a NASCAR race car for a timed racing session on one of the nation's premier speedways. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Thank you for spending this part of your summer day tuned in to us. But, you know, you can listen to the Money Pit whenever it's convenient for you by subscribing to the Money Pit podcast. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. And all you need to do to subscribe is to go to moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Scott in West Virginia is on the line with a kitchen faucet that's leaking. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a little problem in my kitchen. My wife is driving me crazy about it, and it's driving me crazy also.
Okay.
All right. What's going on?
Most of the time, you know, you have a drippy faucet in your kitchen or something like that. My problem is that it's leaking around the handles, the hot and cold. And I've never had that to happen before, and I'm like, okay, do I have to replace the whole thing, or is there a, like a kit that I can buy that, you know, to stop this mess?
What do you know what manufacturer of faucet you have?
You know, I knew you was going to ask me that, and I thought about looking, and I just didn't. And I believe it's Delta, but I'm not sure about that.
See, here's the thing. If you can identify the manufacturer, you can get a rebuild kit with new washers and so on for those faucets. But if you can't figure it out, do not ever use a generic, because if you use a generic, even though it looks perfectly, it doesn't fit. Now, that said, if it's an older faucet and you replace it now, the new faucets are going to have ceramic discs, ceramic disc valves, which the older they are, the tighter they get. So they really never leak. So the technology has gotten so much better now with the way faucets are made that you might want to consider just replacing it rather than trying to take it apart and, you know, put it back together and maybe they'll still leak.
Right. It's probably, I'd say, 10 or 12 years old. So
Yeah, it might be due for a new one. Hey, listen, we saw one not too long ago that actually is a touch motion activated that Moen makes it. It's called, I think it's called Motion Sense. And you wave your hand over the top of this thing and it comes on, or you bring a dish sort of up to it and automatically it comes on.
It's like,
it
has I'm washing a regular, your dish.
Or like a regular faucet, right? So like how many times you walk up to the faucet to like, you know, fill your cup, coffee cup up or rinse it out. I mean, you know, just by walking
right.
up to it,
like
it comes on.
Or like with your hands from like chicken breast, you know. It's
yeah.
Like,
sure.
You don't want to touch the faucet.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool. So I think it's called Motion Sense. It's by Moen.
Okay, that sounds worth looking into.
All right. Well, good luck, Scott.
Okay, thanks, guys, for the info.
You're very welcome. And make your wife happy and replace it, will you?
Okay.
Pat in South Dakota is on the line and looking to replace some windows. Tell us about the project.
I am going to replace some windows in an old house, and I am wondering what type of window to go with, a wooden window, a vinyl, or a fiberglass.
In terms of energy saving?
That's right.
Okay, so the answer is it doesn't much matter, because there's a lot more to determining what type of window is going to be energy efficient than just the material it's made out of.
I see.
There can be extremely energy efficient windows in all of those materials, but there are dozens of things that go into the energy efficiency of the window, not only what the frames are, but what the glass is made out of, what the weather stripping is made out of, what the frames are made out of, and so on. So what I would do is this, Pat. First of all, I would only shop for Energy Star qualified windows. Secondly, there's a label on the glass, and it's from the National Fenestration Rating Council, NFRC label. It's going to have a set of numbers on there. It's going to measure stuff like how much heat gets through the window and how much insulation the window has and so on. And look at the numbers on the NFRC label and use those to help compare brand to brand to brand. If you stick with a really good quality window like an Anderson, just as a new replacement window, for example, that just came out, their Model 400 series, you really can't go wrong. But the decision isn't just what's the window made out of, but it's the whole package that impacts the energy efficiency of your home.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good luck, Pat. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, improving your bathroom is one of the best ways that you can add value and appeal to your home. But if you think those improvements have got to be costly, think again. There are plenty of ways to give your bathroom a lift without breaking the bank.
That's right. So start with one improvement that can actually save you some money on medical bills, safety grab bars. Add them around your tubs and toilets to keep people of any age from taking a spill. Now, you want to go with safety bars that are 1 1/4 to 1 1/2 inches in diameter. And if you're nervous, that you think it's going to make the bedroom kind of look like a hospital, you can shop from a lot of different collections for a very customized look. There are many products out there that just look like beautiful towel bars, but they happen to be rated to hold 200 pounds or more.
Yeah, and they really do look nice, and you have to buy the right thing for that. You don't want to just try to use any anchor. It's not going to be the same thing. Now, you can also change out your bathroom's lighting, and lighting is key, especially in a powder room with no windows. So amp up your existing wattage if your fixtures allow for it, and replace older light fixtures with new ones, and you're going to have an all-around better look.
And finally, you can help your monthly budget and save some water with faucets and accessories that are marked with the Water Sense label. It's kind of like Energy Star, but but it's Energy Star for your plumbing system. They can save you about 500 gallons of water every year. And when you think about the fact that your shower accounts for usually about 20% of your household water use, you can see that a high-efficiency shower head can really pay off. And the cool thing is they're designed now so they do use less water, but they don't deliver less force, so they're still pretty invigorating.
Howard in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I built a cedar deck about 10 years ago, and I cleaned it and stained it about four or five years ago. And it needs to be stained again. And I'm just wondering, when I stained it the first time, I washed it. I didn't sand it. I just washed it really good with deck cleaner and stained it. Now, I'm wondering if I should wash it and sand it and stain it again, or if I should use a darker stain.
Well, you got 4 years out of it, correct?
Yes.
And that's generally, you know, with a good quality stain on a horizontal surface, you're going to get 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
As a duration. So at this point, you know, and was it a solid color stain or a sheer or semi-transparent, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I used a semi-transparent stain the first time.
Okay, so at this point, I don't think you need to sand it down. I would do the same thing. I would do a good deck cleaning, get off whatever is loose. You know, if there are some areas that are troublesome or it seems as if, you know, the stain is doing something tricky, you could strip it, but I don't think you really need to. And once you've prepped it properly, I would go with a solid color stain at this point because you're getting more graying, because, you know, you've done a semi-transparent before. And a solid color stain is going to give you, you know, a heavier pigmentation but still allow you to see the graining through to let, you know, the natural beauty of the wood show. But it's going to last you a little bit longer. You're looking at a 5 to 7 year duration if everything is prepped properly.
Okay, that's what I want.
All right, good luck with that project, Howard. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Caitlin and I was on the line and need some help restoring an old bath. Tell us what's going on.
Hi. My husband and I moved into our 1917 farmhouse about a year ago, and our main bathroom only has a clawfoot tub, and we would like a shower in it. So I was wondering if you had any tips on restoring the clawfoot tub and installing a shower kit.
So you want to keep the tub, right? You don't want to put a separate shower. You just want to basically plumb up a shower head into that, correct?
Correct.
Since it's a clawfoot tub, if you disconnect the plumbing, then you can get that out of the house, because the best way to refinish that, resurface that, is to send it out to a company that does that. Because if you do it in the house itself, they can come in with acids and they can etch the old finish, and they can add a new finish, and then they can bring in heat lights and bake it on. But I've found that it doesn't work nearly as well as basically sending it out to a place that's set up to re-enamel a tub. And then you're going to have one that really lasts for the long haul. And after that, you know, installing a shower kit to that is pretty much a plumbing project. Lots of places like Restoration Hardware have kits where you can find them online, where you could basically plumb up the pipe that comes up and then arcs over for the shower head, and you need a nice circular shower curtain, a shower bar above it for a curtain. And, you know, all that's easy, but the hard part is getting the tub re-enameled.
Okay, and how costly is re-enameling a tub?
It's probably not as expensive as buying a new tub, and it's going to last indefinitely.
Okay, well, thank you for your advice.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime right here at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by HomeAdvisor. Whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, HomeAdvisor has local pros for every project. Download the HomeAdvisor app and get started today. Well, finishing an attic is a popular remodeling project that delivers great return on investment if you do it right. We're going to tell you how when the Money Pit continues.
Money Pit. You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also, remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can subscribe to the Money Pit podcast by going to moneypit.com/podcast.
Now we've got Patrick on the line who's got a roofing question. How can we help you today?
I had a question about a metal roof versus a shingle roof. Our roof is about 17 years old, and it's ready to change.
Now, is it ready to change because you don't like the way it looks, or is it failing in some way?
Oh, no. It's actually fine. The shingles are fine. But I was kind of wondering about the cost-benefit of spending twice as much for a metal roof versus a shingle roof for another, you know, how long should that metal roof last? What's the gauge of the metal? That kind of thing.
How long do you plan on staying in the house?
Forever.
Forever. Okay, that's important information. So if you put a metal roof on this house, I think it can last for all intents and purposes forever. The metal roofs of yesteryear, when they were properly maintained, would easily last 50 to 100 years. The metal roofs of today will do the same thing, and they can even do it more successfully because of some of the modern elements of technology that are added to it. For example, you are in Florida, is that correct?
Yes, Port Charlotte.
You know, the one nice thing is that metal roofs have reflective paint. It's like a low E paint, and they actually reflect some of that radiant heat back off of the roof. So instead of having a roof that's like a heat collector, you're going to have a roof that's a heat reflector. So there's also an energy efficiency element to it as well. But I think that metal roofs, you know, last literally indefinitely as long as they're properly maintained. They don't need a lot of maintenance. Of course, if there's a storm and that sort of thing, they stand up a lot better. They don't fly off like shingles do. And even though it's twice as expensive, it will probably be the last roof you'll ever have to put on that house.
If I do this $11,000 roof, will I report that to my homeowner's insurance, and will I get a benefit from that or no?
That's a good question for your broker. Certainly, a metal roof is more fire resistant. I also would look into any energy efficiency rebates because since it's a low E roof coating, you may actually qualify for an energy rebate. So I would look into that as well.
And how would I look into that?
You know, a good source is the Metal Roofing Alliance. That's a trade association for the metal roof industry. Go to metalroofing.com. And, in fact, they have a section on their website about tax incentives. So they are available for metal roofs.
All right. I appreciate your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're dreaming of the top floor of your home becoming a serene master suite, maybe a quiet home office or a getaway for the kids, an unfinished attic can become any of those things, but not before you have the info that you need to make it happen.
Yep, it's a great space to tap into when you're looking to spread out. But the first place to start your planning is with the local building code, because codes can vary by municipality, by county, by state, but most regulations require at least half of a finished attic should be at least 7 feet high, and that area has to be a minimum of 7 feet wide and 70 square feet. Now, there's actually a rule for this. It's called the rule of sevens. It's got to be 7 feet high, 7 feet wide, and include at least 70 square feet. And a contractor or local building official can help you make sure the rule is applied correctly to your space, and whether if it doesn't fit, you can make a modification like a dormer to resolve the height issues. And that means that you might only be able to use part of the space, but if that's the case, you're better off finding out now than when you're deep into the project.
Next, you're going to have to check out the structure of the attic space itself. Now, a finished attic is going to weigh a lot more than just boxes of your off-season clothing, so hire an engineer to inspect your house's foundation and the framing to make sure that it can carry the extra load. I mean, at a minimum, you might have to strengthen the attic's floor joists, which are often too shallow or maybe even spaced too far apart to actually be a finished space, so you might have to modify some things. All right. Next, you're going to have to figure out how do you get to the attic. I mean, you're not going to be able to drag out a ladder and crawl up through that attic hatch anymore or bring a bed up there. So you've got to figure out a better way to get up to the attic space. Now, codes are going to vary, but most will require a full-size staircase. Now, if you're building a staircase from scratch, you want to consider a switchback layout where the stair is split in sort of two halves with a landing. Now, it's going to need more room than a straight run of stairs, but the footprint itself is often going to fit into spaces where a straight run just really can't go. You just have to make sure the landing is large enough to maneuver furniture upstairs. And for fire safety, you have to have two ways out. A second staircase, for example, or a window. And I know some places even require sprinklers.
And finally, you can't forget to look carefully at the insulation and ventilation issues of a finished attic because heat rises and this is your chance to stop it. So if you have existing insulation, by the way, in what will now become the attic floor, I'd leave it. I think there's no reason to take it out. That's only going to help preserve some heat that forms from below. But you'll need to add additional insulation to the roof structure if it's going to be a finished space up there. And the best way to do that, in my view, would be to use spray foam insulation because it can go on in a thinner layer and give you better power, better insulative power, and that's going to be a lot easier than having to create a deeper sort of rafter bay to fill with fiberglass insulation because you need also space for ventilation. If you use foam insulation, you don't have to worry about ventilation. It doesn't require that, but if you use fiberglass, you do. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of moisture build up in there, and that's going to lead to potentially rotting out the roof sheathing, which is not good. Just take our word for it.
All right, now we've got William from Texas on the line. William, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
Well, my daughter bought a house, and the person that she bought the house from smoked cigarettes. And the house, when you walked, as soon as you walked in the door, the cigarette smell hit you. And it was basically throughout the house. And we're in the process of trying to figure out how we're going to get all that smell out, short of ripping the walls out.
Does the house have carpet? Then it's probably got to go. I mean, you can try steam cleaning it, but it gets into the padding and everything else. The least you have to do is steam clean it. But what you want to do on the walls is you want to paint the walls with a really good primer. And so an oil-based primer or an alkali-based primer will seal in that odor. Clean the walls well. Use a TSP, trisodium phosphate, to wash them down, and then prime the walls. If you don't prime the walls, the odor will basically permeate right through the new paint. But if you clean them and you prime them well, that will go a long way towards getting rid of a lot of that odor. That plus removing the carpet or at least steam cleaning the carpet are the two most important things to do.
Yeah, and you know what? If you do end up removing the carpet, make sure they remove the padding as well. And if it's a wood subfloor, you want to paint it again with that same, you know, odor-blocking primer because that will do a lot to help with that as well. And I don't know if you've held on to any of the draperies or any other soft goods from the previous owners. Just get rid of them or really have them cleaned well.
Okay. That will work. I appreciate your answer.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You can join in here as well. Give us a call anytime 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, entryways like a mudroom and foyer are used by every single member of the family, not to mention your house guests. We're going to share some cool organization ideas for getting all of those shoes, umbrellas, jackets, backpacks, whatever else ends up over there off the floor and maybe to an actual spot. So stick around.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Drivers, start your engines.
Have you ever imagined the thrill of driving a NASCAR race car by yourself? You can by entering the Money Pit's Rev Your Engine sweepstakes with NASCAR Race Experience. Five winners will get the thrill of a lifetime. Following instruction, you'll get behind the wheel and drive a NASCAR race car for a timed racing session on one of the nation's premier speedways. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes. That's MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, HomeAdvisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, HomeAdvisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door, right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night, and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Money Pit is presented by GetSunday.com. Custom, non-toxic, cost-saving lawn care products. Shipped directly to your door and applied with a garden hose. Go to GetSunday.com to get started on a better-looking lawn. Enter promo code MONEYPIT and get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com. Promo code MONEYPIT.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And did you know that you can subscribe to the Money Pit podcast? This way you can listen to the show whenever it's convenient. Chartable ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast. And you can do that on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. If you want to find the best app for your particular situation, just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we've got calling in from Money Pit territory. We've got Diane from New Jersey who's got a question for heating up a home. Diane, how can we help you?
Yes, and thank you. I love your show, and I think I realize most people, when they call their house a money pit, even though that's a bad word.
Well, for us, Diane, it's a term of endearment. You know, we love our homes, even though they can be money pits, and we're here to kind of help take the pain away. So how can we help you with your house? What's going on?
Well, my mom is 89 years old. And every year she's cold, and she doesn't want to put on the heater because it'll take too much money. So I got determined, and last winter I insulated. Oh, it's a split-level home, so I insulated the basement, and I painted the walls, the cement walls, and yet she's still cold. So I'm wondering, what is it?
Well, how much insulation do you have in the attic of Mom's house?
There is a plank where you walk. And on either side of the plank, it is insulated. It was done by a modular home company, so maybe it's not the best.
Because here's the thing: if you're going to pick one space in a house to insulate, you need to pick the attic.
Oh.
Because heat rises, and that's where you get most of your heat loss.
Okay.
So I would take a look at that attic. And in New Jersey, you need to have 15 to 20 inches easy of insulation, of fiberglass insulation. So most homes need additional insulation, and you can add that by adding unfaced fiberglass bats, not with the paper or the foil type of face, but just plain old raw fiberglass bats, and you lay them perpendicular to the insulation you have right now. And that's the single most effective way to reduce your heating costs and improve your comfort.
All right.
Okay. Good luck, Diane. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, entryways like mudrooms and foyers are used pretty much by every member of the family as well as your guests, and it's a big job for a small space, which is why most of them become a really big mess. Right, Leslie?
I mean, they get messy super fast. I can't even believe how one second they can be organized, and the next second it's just like a whirlwind went through there and everything's all over. So think about having the right organization products, and those can really help you to keep that space more tidy. For starters, you've got to look up. There's a lot of extra space that you've been looking for, and it's on your walls. Now, wall hooks are great for getting coats and purses off of the ground, and shelves higher up on the walls you can use to store some off-season stuff, or maybe even like a little basket of just the correct seasonal items. This way, at least they're there but out of sight.
Well, that's right, but hooks don't work for junk mail and for sunglasses, which is where cubbies come in. You know, I think cubbies are just one of the best storage options ever. You can have one for every family member. You'll not only get all those odds and ends out of sight, you'll know who it belongs to as well. And the kids seem to take well to that because in a lot of schools, that's how they store their stuff when they go into the classroom, in cubbies.
Yeah, it's familiar, and they'll know to put stuff in there. Now, I think one of the biggest headaches of a mudroom is stuff that you drag in on your feet. Mud, dirt, rain, you know, foliage from outside, all of that stuff comes in with you on your shoes, and you should always take off your shoes the second you walk in the door. I mean, I think we've all learned this with COVID. You can bring in so much dirt and bacteria, so just get those shoes off immediately, and then you can have a rack there that might let you hang those shoes upside down to dry. That'll keep the mud and the water off your floor. Plus, you can also spray them with a disinfectant just to make sure you're not getting any extra yuck in the house.
Yeah, or you could just have a bench with built-in shoe storage. They'll keep all those shoes totally out of sight and give you a place to sit down while you are changing them on and off.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Hey, are you thinking about upgrading your laundry room? Well, we're going to share some tips on floors that can handle that extra moisture, plus a trick to stop washing machines that vibrate after this.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. The Money Pit is presented to you by Home Advisor. You can find top local pros, book, and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
You can call us at 888-MONEYPIT, but also post your questions at moneypit.com, which is exactly what Rachel did. Rachel says, we're remodeling our laundry room, which is also our guest half bath. The laminate wood flooring, is laminate wood flooring safe under a washing machine, or is ceramic tile better? Expense is an issue. First off, Rachel, laminate wood flooring, I just want to clarify that there is laminate floor, which is not wood. It's actually made of laminate, plastic, and it has a core that's moisture-proof or moisture-resistant, I should say, the laminates it adhered to. And then, of course, there's wood flooring, and then there's engineered floor. So I'm not quite sure what kind of flooring you have. But if it's laminate, that would be the most cost-effective way to go. And in terms of being under a washing machine, yeah, it should absolutely be a good choice for a laundry or a bath. And it can even be installed on top of old ceramic tile floor if that's already done. Just make sure that you do install an overflow pan under the washing machine to protect the floor from floods. This way, if the washer were to leak, it doesn't become like a giant hassle.
All right. Next up, I think we're continuing the laundry question posts here. Andrew writes, the manual for my high-efficiency washer says that I need to reinforce the floor. What does that mean? Is it a new subfloor? And how big of a job is this?
You know, I've heard this before, Andrew, and it really does puzzle me. I mean, I can't imagine any appliance manufacturer, you know, trying to encourage its customers to reinforce the structure to hold something that's so common as a washing machine. Now, I will say that the difference between an old washing machine and a high-efficiency machine is that they spin a lot faster. And what happens is the balance becomes a big issue. It's always been important to have a washing machine be level. When it's high efficiency, if you don't have it perfectly level, it will vibrate. And if it vibrates, it will walk. It will wobble. It will come will sort of set on its own path across your floor. So if you're having any issues with that, there's a really easy thing that you can add. And it's simply called an anti-vibration pad or an anti-vibration block. They come in sets of four. They have a little recessed area for sort of the foot of the washing machine. And you get it as level as you can. Then you slip one of these little blocks underneath each one of those feet of the washer, and it helps to absorb any vibration in the machine. And I've seen it kind of completely eliminate the walking situation, even in a situation where you have like an old house and the floors are like really out of whack, so it's kind of hard to get them to be exactly level no matter what you do. But these anti-vibration pads work really, really well. I actually, when I took my full-size washing machine and dryer and decided to stack them, so now I've had to lift the full-size dryer on top of the washer to save space, I went ahead and put those anti-vibration pads under it, even though I didn't have to, and it actually made it quieter, too.
I'm sure. You'll
get it, like wobbling and banging, you know, and rattling when the machine is spinning. So I highly recommend them. Not very expensive. I think like $15-$20. So definitely worth doing, as is the expense of making sure you have a good quality overflow pan to protect yourself from any leaks.
Good luck with all of those projects, Andrew and Rachel. Hopefully you guys will have some nice, fancy new laundry rooms happening super fast.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending this part of your summer day with us. We hope that we've given you some tips, some ideas to help fuel your next home improvement project. If you've got questions, you'd like to talk through a task to get done around your Money Pit, remember, you can reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump's younger brother, Robert Trump, has died this evening after being hospitalized in New York. He was 71 years old. In a statement, the president called his brother his best friend. The president recently visited his brother in a New York City hospital Friday after White House officials said that the younger Trump had become seriously ill. The youngest of the siblings, Mr. Robert Trump, had filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Trump family that unsuccessfully sought to stop publication of a tell-all book by the president's niece. Officials did not immediately release a cause of death. President Trump says mail-in ballots would be a catastrophe.
Look at what's happening all over the country where you have universal mail-in.
So what are you doing?
Wait a minute. The ballots are lost. There's fraud. There's theft. It's happening all over the place. Now, we're going to do it with this whole vast big section of the country. Crazy.
Mr. Trump said he is in favor of absentee voting. In fact, reminded reporters during a news conference Saturday afternoon at his Bedminster, New Jersey club that he himself, is an absentee voter. He said that works because ballots are requested by individual voters and they're not mass mailed where they can pile up, be stolen, or lost. Gun rights owners cheering a federal court decision on a California magazine ban.
A three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has thrown out California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, ruling that the law violates the constitutional right to bear firearms. Governor Gavin Newsom championed the magazine ban when he was lieutenant governor, but appellate judge Kenneth Lee wrote even well-intentioned laws must pass constitutional muster. California's Attorney General Javier Becerra said he's reviewing the decision. I'm Jennifer King.
Check out the latest news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Relief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks, yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
The NASCAR Cup Series takes place at Daytona International Speedway Sunday afternoon. Kevin Harvick, with 5 wins this year, says he's pretty pleased with his season so far.
As you get to the end of the season, you can kind of sit back and really look back on the things that have happened, and that's the same thing that we'll do this year. But it's been a great year. You know, can't argue with that.
Harvick will lead the field to the green flag for this week's race at Daytona. Denny Hamlin will join him on the front row, followed by Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, and Joey Logano. Meanwhile, in the Xfinity Series race on Saturday, Austin Cindric wins at the road course at Daytona. It was his 5th victory in the last 6 events. It was his 2nd win in 2 weeks on a road course. He also won at Road America in Wisconsin last week. Austin Dillon's going to sit this week out. He tested positive for COVID-19. He's in self-quarantine. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell slammed his Democratic challenger Amy McGrath's new ad against him as a racist attack against his wife.
In a campaign ad, McGrath claims that trade deals brokered by McConnell, quote, made China richer, their military stronger, they're spying on us, and they didn't stop the coronavirus. Oh, and Mitchell made millions from China, McGrath's ad continued. The Kentucky Republicans' rebuttal ad claimed that nobody is tougher on China than he is. And the ad was actually a racist attack on Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao. Patrick Frost reporting.
The federal watchdog for Postal Service opened an inquiry into operational changes at the agency that have delayed mail deliveries across the country after several Democrats sent a letter requesting a review. The mail service and its role in the upcoming elections have sparked widespread concern, and Postal Service warning that it can't guarantee that the ballots will get to be counted in time. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MoneyPit.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with your DIY projects or projects that maybe you'd like to get done and are going to hire a pro to get done with. The first thing to do is to call us and we will help you get started on the right foot. Whatever you need to do to make your house the best it can possibly be, to make your home the best house ever, we are here to help you, to guide you, to coach you, to inspire you, and help you save some hassles along the way. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Now, if you're a DIYer, here is a common problem. You find yourself sitting on a stash of leftover latex paint. right? I mean, from all the projects that you tackled. Well, if that's you, you may have a gold mine when it comes to home decorating. We've got some tips on how you can put all that leftover paint to good use to give your house some extra appeal and have a bit of fun in the process.
And also ahead, would you believe that nearly a quarter of all residential break-ins happen through a first floor window? We're going to tell you how you can keep your home safe from burglaries.
And stone countertops are very popular and very expensive, but we're going to share a trick of the trade about how you can have a granite counter makeover without spending a lot of money.
But first, we want to hear what you are working on. What are your reno plans for the rest of the summer? Or maybe you've got some big ideas for the fall, or you're looking to just update some things so that you're ready to stay home in the winter season. Whatever it is, give us a call. We can help. Call us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974.
Laura in South Carolina is just not enjoying the taste of a popcorn ceiling. Tell us what's going on over there.
Well, a tree fell on the roof of our house,
yep,
which caused the ceiling to crack in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten the roof fixed and all this things fixed and everything. And so we redid the drywall and the plaster in the ceiling. But we can't match the popcorn so that you can tell or not tell that there's been damage. And we don't know what to do.
How have you tried to patch it?
Well, we patched it first. We removed the section that had actually come through the ceiling,
yep,
and put the new ceiling up. And
yeah,
then we plastered over the crack because there was like two cracks where the edge of, the width of the tree was,
right,
all the way to the middle of the ceiling. And so we plaster that, and then we try to use that popcorn texture that you get at, like, Lowe's or Home Depot.
In the spray can?
We tried the spray, but that was so, so messy. And then we got the can of it, the little container of it, where you use,
right,
the putty knife or the paintbrush, and try to put that up, but it does not. It looks horrible. It looks like watery dripping, mm, or, like, big drip mark.
Right.
And it just does not match at all. We don't know what to do.
So, did you file an insurance claim for this act of God?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't actually an act of God. It was a dead tree from the neighbor's house.
Okay. Well, but it's covered by insurance, right?
Yeah, the insurance took care of it.
So why didn't they go all the way and just restore the ceiling? This was something that is covered by insurance, and you had a popcorn ceiling, and you deserve to have that ceiling restored. Why didn't they just pay for a painter to come in with the popcorn ceiling machine and, just respray the whole thing?
Well, it was kind of a mistake on our part because there was a gentleman that lives in the neighborhood who's a contractor,
uh-huh,
that we got. And then he finished the outside and most of the inside, but didn't finish that part.
All right. Well, live and learn. I mean, you probably can go back to them. But look, are you really in love with the popcorn ceiling? Because most people are not. I mean, most of the calls we get about popcorn ceiling is how to get rid of it. So the other option here
exactly
is just to get rid of what's there and match it all. And you can do that. It's not really that hard to do. You dampen the ceiling with, you can use like a pump-up sprayer to put a little bit of a water spray on it. Not terrible, not a lot, but just enough to dampen it. And then you can scrape away the popcorn with a putty knife or with a drywall knife, like a spackling blade.
Right.
And you get that off the whole ceiling that way. And then you prime the whole thing, and then you paint it with a flat paint because it won't reflect light when it strikes across the flat paint, and that usually blends in quite nicely. So if you're not satisfied with the patching, because it sounds like you're using the right products, and if it's not looking right to you and you can't have the entire ceiling restored, then why not get rid of the popcorn that remains and just go with a popcorn free ceiling?
Yeah, that might be the best fit. I didn't know how hard it would be to remove that ceiling, so we didn't want to start something that we didn't know.
That's not easy, but it's not terrible easy either. So I think that's your best approach.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be our only option at this point. All right, well, thank you so much.
Well,
you're
very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, 888-666-3974. I don't know if Laura did this, but if you do have something that you can file with your insurance company for protection and for coverage on, I should say, you really want to get
a public adjuster in at the get-go, because public adjusters work for you, not the insurance company. They work on a percentage of the claim. They're always going to find more than the insurance company adjuster does. And this is a perfect example of the kind of thing they would not miss. You know, they wouldn't put in for the popcorn ceiling to be patched. They would include a big budget number for the entire thing to be restored, completely replaced. And if you do that at the get-go of a project like this, it's going to come out better. And the other lesson, I guess, Laura learned is never hire the nice man that lives around the corner to do your project when, you know, get enough money for it and have a professional do it. It's not a part-time job.
No, and it can never end well when utilizing a neighbor's help.
Exactly.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. You can find top local pros, book and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
And just ahead, if you are sitting on a stash of leftover latex paint from projects going by, you may have a gold mine when it comes to home decorating. With a bit of imagination, you can put all that leftover paint to good use. We'll have tips next.
You live in a money pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we invite you to subscribe to the Money Pit podcast, which has been ranked by Chartable as Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all times. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, and more. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast. We'll hook you up with the best platform, and you will get two fresh episodes of the Money Pit every single week.
All right, now we're heading out to Kansas, where David's got a question. How can we help you today?
I had a remodel done, and we installed a vent fan over the range.
Okay.
And when we get a high north wind in the wintertime, it seems like we get a lot of back feeding of cold air coming in that vent. I didn't know, is there any way to stop that?
So the vent fan has an exhaust port on the outside wall, correct?
Correct. And the door seems to be working fine, so. Mm-hmm.
And is there a gasket around that door?
Yes, I think there is.
When you look at that door, do you happen to note whether or not it's evenly striking all the way around? In other words, if it's a little twisted, because it's metal, sheet metal, and sometimes when they're trying to get that all in there, sometimes if it gets cocked a little bit and it's twisted, it may not be closing completely all the way around. Have you taken a look at that level of detail?
Yeah, it looks pretty good that way. It's just when you get the high wind, it seems to sit there and chatter back and forth a little bit. Mm-hmm. That seems to be what in the area.
Okay. Yeah, so it's depressurizing, basically. Huh, interesting. The other thing is, around the outside of that, where it comes through the wall, do you know if they've sealed that when it was put in? It usually comes through the wall, and there's usually some sort of frame around it and flashing, and you may be able to take off that outside housing and then seal it better than it was originally, and that could help a little bit. But if the door is chattering, then it seems like the spring may not be tight enough. And I'm not sure that anything that we could suggest is going to change that. I can't imagine a way to kind of correct that if that's what's going on.
Yeah. Well, we've had the similar problems on the dryer vent and the bathroom exhaust, and we put a dampener in, but this doesn't have a long enough run to put a dampener in the line there. So.
Yeah. Well, and of course, if you put a damper in, you're restricting its efficiency as well.
Right.
So that's another issue. You know, another thing that you could do is if you put another, I'm going to call it a cage, but it's kind of like a metal box that's made out of perforated steel, and it's very perforated. It's not enclosed at all, right? But if you were to surround that exhaust port with a second sort of frame around it and had that sort of fenced in area, then that might be enough to interrupt the flow of the air, and that's depressurizing that spot and stop it from sort of chattering and coming up as much. And you certainly could attach it temporarily and see if it works.
Okay. Just something to break the wind.
Yeah, some way to break the wind out. Exactly. Yep, exactly. Thanks for calling us, David. I hope that helps you out, and let us know how you make out.
All right, then. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
Well, if you happen to be sitting on a stash of leftover latex paint from projects gone by, you may have a gold mine when it comes to home decorating. Now, with a little imagination, you can put all that leftover paint to good use. So we've got five ideas here to help you get going. First of all, look at your kitchen. I mean, you probably have a lot of canisters, things that hold spices, or maybe large things for cereal, or things to put utensils in, and maybe they're kind of plain. Why not paint those with some of that leftover paint? Or if you've got an old pot or pan that's kind of like a cute shape or has some interesting character to it that you're not using anymore, you can paint that too and use it for wall decor. And this kind of gives you a great way to bring the colors from the rest of the house into that kitchen space. Now, you can also do the same with planters and flower pots. I mean, they really do look so much more cheerful with a coating of color. And you can paint them one solid hue, or you can make patterns on them. I mean, you can even go ahead and put a glossy top coat on them if the paint is like an eggshell or something that's not so shiny, and that'll really look great on a planter.
Now, the next thing that you might want to think about is if you are looking at some old dressers or old furniture that are a bit tired looking, you can spice those up with paint. If you want, you could even use different colors for different parts and add some visual interest. Like an old stool or a table or a cabinet, could also use a makeover too. If you've got some of that old stuff and you want to do some green redecorating, you want to reuse, you want to update, you want to restore some of those old pieces that you're not using anymore, it's even combine them with the old paint you're not using anymore, and you'll have a whole new piece of furniture. And speaking of adding some decor, you can add some pizzazz to painted walls with a patterned border. This is a pretty straightforward thing to do. You can find a nice-looking pretty stamp or an old sponge, cut it into the shape of your choosing, and then do a nice custom handcrafted design by stamping that paint around the border of your home. And then finally, accentuate the positive. You can express your home's individuality by adding an accent color. You can do this to a door, to a doorway, or to an entire wall. Don't have enough repaint for the whole room? Just paint one wall. Could be a real standout piece. The unexpected color will make your interior something very, very special.
Charlene in Louisiana is on the line with a roofing question. What are you working on?
I have a shallow roof on my house. They call it like a 2-3 pitch. It's not flat. I mean, it's but it's very shallow. Okay, almost no attic. You know, about maybe 2 feet in there. I was interested in an aluminum roof. You know, like a Lifetime roof. And I wanted to know which would be better, that or a regular shingle roof, like an architectural roof.
You don't have the pitch for an asphalt shingle roof. You need to have at least a 312 or a 412 roof to put in shingles.
Well, I have shingles on it now, and they've been there for like 20 years.
I'm telling you, you may, but it's not right. You can only put shingles on a roof that's got a minimum pitch of 312 or 412. And if you've got them on there right now, count your blessings, but it shouldn't have been put on there. And any roofing manufacturer will tell you that. If, you know, if you, your options therefore are either to do, say, a rolled roofing or a rubber roofing or a metal roof, as long as it's rated for that low pitch. And I think a metal roof's a great investment if you're going to be there for the long haul. But that's what I would invest in because, you know, with that low of a pitch, you probably don't see it very much. And you want to make sure that it's really going to be watertight. And with a low pitch, you just can't use an architectural shingle. It just won't work. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Linda in Ohio, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a cement guy, and he's going to do the stamp cement, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My question was, I was wondering what the conditions have to be outside, because this has been since May that he tore my old deck out that was made of wood.
Right.
Okay? And he cleaned that all up, but he hasn't been back since.
Yeah, okay.
So that I know with COVID and maybe his workers, I think a lot of them went on unemployment, so he's having a hard time getting them off of unemployment to come back to work.
Yep, yep.
I just didn't know, like, recourses for people that have put money down, are waiting. And then also, what are the conditions? Is he feeding me a line that he can't get there because if it's too hot, if it's too wet, I don't know
No. I think that I don't think there's any reason you can't do any kind of concrete project or finishing project in the spring or summer. I mean, there's ways to do it. Do it early in the morning if he's worried about that. In terms of, you know, the COVID risk, it's outside. So they're not even going to be in your house. So I don't think that's an issue. I think this is a labor issue. And he's got a responsibility to kind of put up or shut up. He's either got to do the job or he's got to give you your money back. And
okay,
you're going to take it from there.
My next step, should that be calling the Better Business Bureau?
They have no power to force him to do anything.
Okay.
If he took money for you from you, how much of the job did you pay
pass.
For? How much?
Okay,
how much?
Passed down $4,300.
Oh boy! And all he did was tear it out.
All he did was tear out the wood deck.
Yeah,
it was a larger deck, but still.
Okay, I'll give you a little trick of the trade, and I'm not giving you legal advice, and you probably should talk to a lawyer before doing this, but I know it works, and I've done it myself. You can file a theft complaint with the local police department, and if they'll notify him of the theft complaint, he'll have to go to court to defend himself as a thief, and you'll find that once this goes from civil to criminal, that these guys become a lot more cooperative about giving you your money back.
Okay, and is that what I want, or will that scare them to get there to actually do the job?
I think you've got to give them the ultimatum, you know, that he either has to do this, or he has to give you your money back. And if he doesn't respond, then I think you're within your rights, I would think, to go to the next step. Okay?
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry that happened to you, but I hope that gives you some direction.
Okay. Appreciate your call back. Thanks.
Glenn in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a Gen Air natural gas range, and when you turn the temperature to 350 to preheat it, it takes between 25 and 30 minutes to come up to temperature. The manual with the stove said, it should only take about 10 minutes. So
yeah.
I was wondering if you had any ideas.
I wonder if there's an obstruction in the line.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about the valve. It sounds like it's a problem with, with the control system. So that could be electronics, or it could be the valve, or it could be a maintenance issue. I think it's definitely something you need to get addressed, because it could potentially be unsafe. There's no way it should be taking 30 minutes for that to happen. Is this a self-cleaning range?
Yes. It's not the type that's got the lock, though. You know, and we don't use that feature. We just clean it by hand. But it does have that feature, but we don't use it.
I'm hesitating on this. I mean, one way to look at this is you could run the self-cleaning cycle and see if it cleared it. But then again, if there's something wrong with the valve, I wouldn't want you to run the self-cleaning cycle. So I think the best thing to do is to have it serviced by a professional that is familiar with that brand and can access those parts, because it's clearly not right.
Yeah, I agree.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
We love answering your questions and helping you guys out with whatever it is you're working on. Give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. Now, the Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
And just ahead, whether you're taking a staycation this summer or heading out for a weekend or more, it's important to make sure your home is secure. We'll have three easy tips to do that next. 888-MONEYPIT.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call anytime. We're standing by here at Team Money Pit. And as you know, we're presented by Home Advisor. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been helping homeowners find and hire the best local pros. Plus, you can even check all of those project cost guides to get an idea of what you should be paying for your project.
Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Now we've got Anna in South Dakota on the line with a question about ants. What is going on?
Took down a huge, huge tree, and the contractor that took it down said, good thing you took it down because in 2 years it probably would have fell.
Okay.
Because it's all hollow, and he said it had a huge carpenter ant nest in it.
Yep.
So my house is 10 feet away. Do I need to worry about that?
No. Carpenter ants are Mother Nature's way of getting rid of dead wood. Sure, they could infest your house, but they're not necessarily going to be motivated to go there over anything else that's lying about. You'll find ant nests like that, you know, once in a while, and they'll usually just go down in the ground. They'll go off to another location, but they're not like, hey, let's go over to Anna's house because I think I heard it's tasty. No, they're not necessarily going to go in your house. I mean, that said, you know, you ought to keep your eye out for all sorts of pests, carpenter ants and termites in particular, but you're not at any increased risk of finding ants. I'll tell you, I had a surprise myself with ants a couple of weeks back. I have a bay window. It's filled with plants. And I was doing some cleaning, and I had noticed we were getting some persistent ants in this area, and I figured they were coming in from the outside, you know, being the knowledgeable home improvement expert that I am. Well,
Imagine my surprise when I lifted up a big clay pot that had a flowering plant in it and found that the ant infestation was in fact in the plant. So we were helping this ant infestation survive by dutifully watering our plant. And once I got the plant outside, those ants had to find a new place to live. We haven't seen a single one since. So, you know, they're not necessarily looking to go to your house. I think that you're going to be fine.
Okay. That was my only concern. The house is, you know, was built in 1908, and it's like it's, you know.
Yep. Man, it's going to be fine for another 100 years. You don't worry about that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck. Well, about 2 million residential burglaries are reported every year, so we thought we'd share three easy tips to help keep your home safe and secure. First off, thieves get into houses about a quarter of the time by using the first floor window. You think that...
I mean, that seems so obvious.
People would remember to lock them. Apparently, they don't in huge numbers, and you can help prevent break-ins by keeping the windows locked and by keeping bushes and shrubs near those windows trimmed back so you avoid hiding spots. Because remember, burglars are sneaky thieves. If they can't be sneaky, they're going to leave your house alone.
That's
pretty
true.
Much.
Now, you also need to make sure that you're closing and locking the windows, even when you're out for just the day. I know this one sounds like a no-brainer, but you would really be surprised at how easily a thief can find an open window. And a lot of the times, those windows are open or unlocked on the first floor.
And finally, now is a really good time to have a home security system, because there are many smart home systems on the market that are very inexpensive, take very little time to install, and some even have options for professional monitoring. If you want to go that way, at as little as about $15 a month. So remember, keep those bushes trimmed back, keep those windows locked, and get a simple security system. And don't be part of that 25% of people that get busted into every year because they don't do one of those three things.
All right, now we're going to tackle a question about roofing shingles. Brian, how can we help you?
Well, we're building a new house, and we have the spray foam insulation where the house is encapsulated.
Yep.
And I had a friend that told me in their house on the north side in the wintertime that the shingles will buckle. So I didn't know anything about that and didn't know how to find out whether or not that was
true. Are you, why are you asking? Are you, if you have an existing house with a roof, are you thinking about changing the roof?
Well, we're not thinking about changing, but we're in the middle of building. We're not in the house.
Oh, you're in the middle of building.
And if there's
good.
Problem with it, then would want the builder to correct it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's any problem with it whatsoever. I mean, I think you made their best choice. I personally have a spray foam underside of my roof sheathing, and I got to tell you, it's definitely the most efficient way to go. We've seen dramatic decreases in our energy costs since we went that way. So I think you're making a really good choice. I've never heard of it having any kind of negative effect on the roofing shingles whatsoever.
Well, I appreciate it, because my friend told me the shingles had to be rated for that, but I couldn't find any information.
Yeah, I don't think so. No, I don't think that's right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7, right here at 888 Money Pit. Well, stone countertops are both popular and expensive, which generally goes hand in hand. You like something, so it's costly. But we've got a trick of the trade to share how you can get a granite counter makeover without spending a lot next.
You live in a money pit.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember,
To find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a repair or major remodel, Home Advisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the Home Advisor app. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can join us on the Money Pit podcast by going to moneypit.com/podcast. Chartable ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast. And we would love to have you join the broadcast. Plus, you can always call us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEY-PIT at any time of the day or night.
Now we've got Daryl on the line who's got a question about a leak in a crawl space. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, got a house that has a crawl space. It's got a cement floor in it, and it gets water in the crawl space, and I've been trying to figure out how it's getting in there. I've noticed that the vents around the foundation are not very high off of the ground, and I'm wondering if maybe that's how it's getting in there, and if I could put some window wells around those windows. I mean, they're only about, these vents are only like 12 inches by probably 8 inches, and the window wells I've seen are, for, you know, much larger.
That's not the issue, Daryl. Let me ask you this. When does the leaking seem to be worse? Is it consistent with, like, heavy rains and snow melt and that sort of thing?
Well, yeah, probably, but I really, it's hard to say because it's not that easy to access. And I just know that, like, when it have a long dry spell, it does seem to dry up.
So when you have leaks in a crawl space or in even a basement that's consistent with precipitation, it's always caused by drainage issues at the foundation perimeter. So by drainage issues, we're talking about the gutters, if the gutters are clogged, if there's not enough gutters, if there's not enough downspouts, if the downspouts aren't discharging well enough away from the foundation, you need to go out about 4 to 6 feet if you're dealing with a water infiltration issue. And aside from the gutters, the grading, the soil around the outside has to slope away. And so what I would do in your case is I would take a really careful look at the gutters, because I got to tell you, most of the time, that's going to solve it. If you make sure the gutters are collecting water and discharging them far away from the foundation, that's going to solve it. The way the water gets in is because when the soil at the foundation perimeter gets saturated, the foundation, being a concrete masonry structure, is very hydroscopic. So literally it soaks up moisture like a sponge. And that water can show up coming right through the floor. I've seen it come up like a little geyser in the middle of the floor. But it will come through that concrete cover
on the floor of your crawl space. So you need to deal with the drainage issues first. I think that will solve it for you, Daryl. And by the way, on our website, there is a great article right on the homepage about how to solve wet basement and crawl space flooding issues. It's one of the most popular articles on the site. It'll walk you through the step-by-step, tell you exactly what you need to do.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you love beautiful stone countertops, the Granitops are especially popular. But there is a way, though, to get them in your kitchen for a lot less than just going with a full top. And the tip is this. You can use smaller sections of stone. The same granite that's used for the tops are sold in square pieces. And if you take them and you stack them up side by side and then fill the joints with grout, you're going to have a beautiful and very unique countertop that is going to be a lot less expensive and easier to install, and it's going to provide an equally attractive look at a very small fraction of the price of solid stone surfaces.
Yeah, now, you know, there are also a couple of other options for a granite look. You can find great designs in a laminate countertop that do look a lot like granite, and today's laminates come in a ton of colors, like thousands, and many of those options can look exactly like a granite or a marble or any of the other solid surface options for a countertop. So take a look, because the patterns are much more believable, I promise.
And for an even less expensive solution, there's a product now that's made of stone that you can just roll on to an existing countertop. It's called Spread Stone, and it comes as a countertop kit. And all you do is that. You roll it on. It's fast and it's easy. You can get it done in about a weekend, and it can be applied to an existing countertop or one that's made of plywood or particle board or concrete or even tile. You can turn them all into durable, stain-resistant surfaces for a lot less than the cost of a new stone top. It's a product that's made by Daich Coatings, and that is their website, daichcoatings.com.
Now we've got Kathy from West Virginia on the line, who's tackling a kitchen project and has some questions about a sink. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm having a hard time deciding on the type of sink. I've always had a I keep wanting to say double barrel. I always washed in one side, and I rinsed in the other.
Right.
So it's really hard for me to relate to a single bowl sink,
mm-hmm.
but they seem to be the rage, and I wanted to see, really, I mean, what is the attraction?
Size and space. I mean, you can get a lot more in a single bowl sink than you can in one that is divided into two. And I understand the, you know, the habit of putting soap in one and rinsing in the other. And, you know, listen, if you're used to that, why not? But I think the reason people get them is because they can get the bigger pots and pans in there, and they're just a whole lot easier to use. You know, the other option, of course, is if you're going to have a single bowl sink, then you just get used to having a small plastic bowl in there, a plastic tub, I should say, in there, which is what we always did. So that is where all the soapy water goes, and then you have plenty of room on the other side to rinse, and then you can just, you know, take it out and put it away when you're all done. So it's really personal preference, but I think the reason they're so popular is space. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, I personally have like an extra deep single bowl stainless sink, and I like it because, you know, pots and pans fit in there no problem. I can definitely put a lot of stuff in there as I'm trying to get things cleared up quickly, and I don't have to have it on the countertops. But I did grow up with a double sink, and I too liked that. You know, I didn't have to fill up so much water in one sink if I wanted to just wash a couple of things, or, you know, you have more options with that. Now, when you're remodeling, are you just replacing the existing sink, or are you changing out the cabinet?
I'm changing everything.
I love the idea of a ceramic coated apron front sink. That looks kind of, it can be modern and country sort of at the same time and have an interesting feel. And you can do a double sink. I think they're even called country sinks, you know, the apron front. They're so beautiful. And it might be just, you know, something that's a little different but still familiar. And they resell very well for the house.
Well, I am so attracted to those ceramic apron front sinks. And so before I make the commitment, I was just wanting to see, am I missing something?
Nope, I don't think you are. I think they're very attractive, and I think, you know, I think it's part of that sort of farmhouse sink design that's so popular today, the farmhouse decor that's so popular today. So good luck with that project, Kathy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime with your home repair or home improvement question. We want you to get whatever summer projects you've still got on your to-do list done and help you start thinking about for those projects that will come along once it gets a bit colder out, which I hate to tell you is probably not that
it's
far
coming.
Off. No. But you know what? The fall's lovely. It's going to be great. Really. I promise. Up next, guys, there's a popular household cleaner that's sending thousands of kids to hospitals and for people calling poison control. We're going to tell you what that is after this. Live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear upfront pricing, book, and pay for over 100 everyday projects, like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone, call us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor has local pros for every project.
Download the Home Advisor app and get started today. Remember, you can always post your question at themoneypit.com or on the Money Pit's Facebook page. Now, Laura writes, we brought a propane grill last year before selling our home and only used it once. When we moved into our new home, we found a natural gas line available for the grill. Is there a way to get this propane grill to work with natural gas?
Interesting. You know, you can't use natural gas in a propane grill. The size of the burner is different and the flow of the gas is different, but considering its age and the cost and hassle of converting it, I think you're probably best to chuck this one up or sell it and go ahead and buy a new natural gas grill, because by the time you get done ordering new burners and new valves and stuff, you could probably pay for the new one, and it would be a bit of a loss, I think, when you're all said and done. So I would just sell the old one, or the old one that's not that old, a year old, right? Sell that and go ahead and put that money towards a new natural gas grill. And the great thing about that is you don't have to replace those propane tanks, which is getting harder and harder to do.
Now, Tom, I don't think I've ever seen a natural gas grill like at the home center. Are they special order? I mean, maybe just because I've never looked for one.
You probably won't find them in the aisle of a home center, but I know that the gas companies always sell them, and you probably have to special order one because, you know, they're not as common as propane grills.
All right, good to know. Enjoy your new grill, Laura.
Well, I'm sure you know better than to leave medicine in reach of kids, but what about basic household cleaners? Some can be just as toxic. So one of the ones that is a big concern right now are these laundry packets. Leslie's going to explain why in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know what? Those liquid laundry packets, they really do make life a lot easier, and I actually just started using them at home myself, but they can complicate things as well because they're small and they're colorful and they look like these squeezy, fun little packets of goodness, and maybe you think they're candy. I mean, they really do make them look kind of fun, and maybe you want to eat them, and in fact, they've prompted more than 32,000 calls to poison control centers, and that number is so high because they do look fun and they do look edible, which they are not. Now, it's not just a matter of keeping these laundry packets out of your kids' mouths. They shouldn't even be handled by the little ones because what they're made out of, once they get wet or even slightly damp, they start to break down. So they'll start releasing toxic chemicals. And those, if they get on your kids' hands, they can linger and then make their way into your child's mouth or their eyes. And this can happen even hours later. Now, laundry packets really aren't the only danger to kids. You should never store toxins in containers for juice or milk unless you have clearly labeled them that it is not juice or milk and it is actually a toxic cleaner of some sorts, because the bottle looks fun and inviting and some of these cleansers actually look like fruit juices. So you have to be careful. You need to keep these cleaners, you know, in places no different than you would put medicine. Make sure the kids can't get to them. Put locks on the cabinets. And, you know, speaking of medicines, if you've got older kids in the house, you want to make sure that any of your medications that you have, you lock them up in a medicine chest and make sure you dispose of those medicines that you no longer need or use or are expired. Do so quickly and don't just dispose of them in your garbage or down the toilet because they get into the water supply system. Make sure you contact your local pharmacy. They'll tell you where you can deposit these medicines that are no longer needed so they can be disposed of safely. But you got to keep your kids safe because so many things are just so easy for these little curious hands and minds to get around, and you want to make that opportunity not so available.
Good point. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, whether it's around your sink or between a tub or tile or surround or covering the joints of your shower wall, that nasty worn caulk has got to go. We've got the DIY tips on how to get this job done the easy way on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Concerns about the post office impeding mail voting is catching the attention of governors or of lawmakers like Virginia's governor.
Democrat Ralph Northam says the Postal Service issues are part of a clear pattern of attempted voter suppression by the Trump administration. Republican Senator Mitt Romney tells the Sutherland Institute,
"We should make every effort to assure that people who want to vote get the chance to vote."
President Trump continues to discredit mail-in voting, saying it will lead to increased fraud. I'm Jackie Quinn.
But President Trump told a press conference Saturday afternoon he himself, in fact, is an absentee voter. The president Saturday night announced his 71-year-old younger brother Robert had died. He had been at a New York hospital. Cause of death has not been released. It is hot, very hot. In fact, a heat wave stretching from the southwest to the west coast is prompting California power officials to do something they haven't done in nearly 20 years, rolling blackouts.
With temperatures in the triple digits in California, the state ordered rolling blackouts Friday to make sure the power grid could handle it. The first time since 2001, and the National Weather Service's Mike Wofford in L.A. says the heat's not letting up.
Temperatures up to 105 to 110 degrees, and we're expecting that to continue for the most part, at least through the middle of next week.
In Arizona, Phoenix hit 117 degrees Friday, tying a record. At the National Weather Service office there, Bianca Feldkircher says the heat's not letting up either.
It starts to weaken a little bit by the end of next week and into next weekend. But even then, high temperatures still only drop to about 110.
I'm Julie Walker.
Check out the latest news. Read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com.
Relief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Paris police stepping up face mask patrol as the French capital expands the zones where face coverings are required in public.
With cases in Paris rising particularly fast, police can now shut down cafes or any gathering of more than 10 people where distancing and other hygiene measures aren't respected. Masks are currently required outdoors in hundreds of French towns, but rules vary widely. France recorded more than 2,800 new cases on Friday, up from a few hundred daily cases a month ago. However, the number of virus patients in French hospitals and intensive care units has not risen so far. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Japan on Saturday marked its 75th anniversary of its surrender in World War II. Emperor Naruhito expressing deep remorse over his country's wartime hostilities. By Prime Minister Abe Shinzo didn't apologize or acknowledge Japanese wartime atrocities. This is townhall.com. The younger brother of Ponzi King Bernard Madoff has been released from home confinement and from federal custody.
Peter Madoff, who had served about 9 years of his sentence, was released from home confinement, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. He had been transferred to home confinement from the Federal Correctional Institution in Miami in November 2019, officials said. The 74-year-old Madoff had pleaded guilty to falsifying documents and lying to regulators as part of his brother's Ponzi scheme and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Patrick Frost reporting.
After several hours of mostly peaceful demonstrations Saturday in Atlanta in the suburb Stone Mountain, that's home to that giant Confederate memorial, large numbers of police had to move in and disperse the crowds when fights broke out. Several dozen right-wing demonstrators clashed with others carrying signs supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. Check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join a Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
What it's like to be a first American Jewish person to be elected, be asked to be the running mate of Al Gore, of course. And now there's more history being made as Kamala Harris of Jamaican descent, of Indian descent, is asked to join Joe Biden as a running mate. So that historic team is put together. Now we'll find out what's good and bad about that team and the vulnerabilities that could lie ahead. And we'll take your phone calls at 1-866-408-7669, and we're coming to you from a city in New York that now has cut back on sanitation. And how do I know? Well, because I know they have $106 million, and I walk around. The place is a mess. One of the things you just took for granted is that things were clean. There is trash everywhere, and it's emblematic of problems in other cities like Chicago, Portland, and Seattle, which are being torn apart by anarchists and protesters, perhaps, mostly rioters. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Hopefully, we can watch colleges play football. We want to get football in colleges. These are young, strong people.
That is true. The President of the United States talking sports. You can't believe it. Say it ain't so. Major football conferences call it quits, at least two. Who's left and what it means. And why I think those on the sidelines made a huge mistake that all of college sports will pay for because they pay for so much in college sports.
Number two.
Public policy is supposed to be taking into consideration not just stopping COVID-19 at all costs, but understanding the impact of people on what you do and what you say.
Dr. Scott Atlas, making sense, talking about not inciting fear when it comes to schools and sports. Coronavirus numbers are dropping in 23 states. Overall, death rates for the country have dropped for the first time in a month. Why we need to power through and get back to school and get through with our lives, even with the virus, and positive tests should not stop kids from going to school. That kid, yes. People they came in contact with, yes. But then they come right back and go right back to class, and they do remote learning until then. Plus, how Mitch McConnell plans on saving the rescue package.
Number one.
You know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools, and she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
And now you guys seem to be pals.
It was a debate.
Hysterical. Chris Dodd, who did the screening, did not want her to be the running mate because she never apologized for that. Joe Biden's number two, what Kamala Harris brings to the ticket, her record, her disastrous run for the top spot, and how Tulsi Gabbard's epic Harris takedown could give Trump and his team clues, especially this guy named Mike Pence, and how to take her down again. And joining us now is Joe Liebman, former senator from Connecticut, a member of the U.S. Senate, we know from 89 to 2013, and chairman of the United Against Nuclear Iran Council. Joe, welcome back, Mr. Senator.
Yes, sir, Brian. Good to be with you. Good morning.
First off, do you remember the moment when you got the call from Al Gore, and do you remember how you felt?
I do. You know, you go through the process. They put you on the list to be vetted. You're saying all along, oh, this is not going to be me, but what an honor to be considered. And then you find out you're in the final three. And then, of course, you want to win. You want to get it. And it was kind of interesting I'll take a minute quickly. The night we heard that Al was going to make the decision, my communications director got a call from somebody, you know, one of the networks, who said to him, sorry to be the one to tell you, but we found from inside the Gore campaign definitely that Vice President Gore has chosen Senator John Edwards to be his running mate. So I said, okay, I'm glad I knew, and took out a bottle of wine. The family was all there. What a great country. We got this far, you know. And then I go to sleep, and the next morning, wake up, turn on the TV remote. I'm still in bed, and the reporter is saying, local reporter, now let me repeat that very exciting news. The Associated Press is reporting that Vice President Gore has chosen our own Senator Joe Lieberman to be his running mate. So that's how I learned. And all hell broke loose. You know, there were all sorts of satellite TV trucks around the house and people calling. But it was quite thrilling.
What does it mean as a Jewish American?
Well, it meant a lot to me. I mean, I knew, to be honest, that, I was standing on the shoulders of a lot of people who went before me who were Jewish Americans and others who made the country as open and fair as it was. I give a lot of credit to Al Gore because he took the chance, if you will, but because he had confidence in the American people. And, he was right. I mean, this ticket on which for the first time there was a Jewish American got more than a half million more votes than the other ticket. I'm not saying that to relitigate the results, but just to say people were really fair, and I don't think anybody voted really for me or against me based on my religion. Certainly not. If there were people that did that, there weren't too many. So it's a, as I said at the end, it's a great country, really, and I lived it. So I'm proud that it meant a lot to me, and I think it meant a lot not only to Jewish Americans but to a lot of others who felt, oh, this is great. The country's open, and maybe I can tell you, Brian, that in 1960, I was a kid, and John F. Kennedy gets nominated and elected, and he's the first Roman Catholic, obviously, ever to be president, and I wasn't thinking about politics at that age, but I just had this feeling inside me that his election was going to open doors for me in my life, and it really did, and I hope that mine opened doors for others.
You're much more similar as a Democrat to JFK than the Democratic Party now, to the point where John McCain almost picked you, and I think regretted not picking you as his number two. That would have been history again. What did he tell you about that?
Well, it was typical of McCain and me. I mean, when his campaign manager called me in the late spring of 2008 and said, I got a question for you. John wants to vet you for vice president. Are you willing? I said, are you kidding? Honestly, I was. So I meant that. So he said, no, I'm not kidding at all. He wants to. I said, hey, Rick, this is Rick Davis. I said, Rick, I know I got elected last time as an independent, but I'm a registered Democrat. How can he do that? He says, well, he wants to do it. Are you willing? I said, yes. And next time I was out with John on the campaign trail, which was about 2 days later, I had the same conversation with him. I said, John, I'm honored, but I don't know how you can do it. We're different parties. And he said, he looks at me with that McCain look, serious. He says, hey, Joey, that's the point. You're a Democrat. I'm a Republican. We don't agree on everything, but we agree on most things, certainly defense and foreign policy. And he says, I think the country needs a bipartisan ticket. It was kind of amazing. It would have been, but he ultimately got convinced not to do it, although he wrote in his last book that he wished he hadn't taken the advice. But who knows? It would have been the first time since Abraham Lincoln chose Johnson, who was the governor of Tennessee and a Democrat, when he ran for president the last time. And, of course, when he got killed, Johnson became president.
Yeah, the problem, the big difference is Johnson was an alcoholic and a racist, and you aren't on either count.
That's very kind of you, Brian.
Thank you.
It shows, you see, there's probably about 10 people in America who know that about President Johnson, that President Johnson today.
Yes. So, Senator, what's your first take on Harris, and what's going to be her biggest hurdle, judging by if you had a chance, and I know you did, to watch her debate performance and her quest to be the top spot? What do you think about the selection, and what do you think is going to be her biggest challenge?
Yeah, so my first reaction is positive, and I'm reacting as somebody who's still a Democrat but sort of hanging on sometimes by my tips of my fingers, that in the great battle within the Democratic Party between what you might call center-left, it's hard to find somebody who's center-conservative, and far-left, that she's more to the center-left. And he had some other choices who were much further out. So I was pleased about that. She's got a good record. I mean, she was attorney general. And I think she handled herself well. She's been in the arena. And this is going to be a real tough campaign. In other words, it's going to be no holds barred, I would guess. If she's ready for that, which she showed in the primaries, what's the biggest vulnerability? Frankly, she'll probably get it from right and left. I mean, some on the left, although I think they may stifle themselves because they want so much to be Trump. But we'll go back to her record as a prosecutor, in which she was pretty tough. And it's not the kind of stuff that some of the protests today are happy
so,
with.
So let me tell
on
you
the other side. Sorry. Go ahead.
I think you're being you're very kind to her. I think she's talented. Obviously, the diversity and the historic nature of the candidacy is definitely noteworthy. Very attractive and experienced. However, I was stunned after that opening speech how little that she really thought about her policies and beliefs. Where she stumbles into saying get rid of private insurance, she's talked about let's have reparations. She came out and recently just said, oh, the LA cutting, slashing the police budget, that's a great idea. At the same time, she was putting into jail parents of truant students because they weren't showing up in school, and putting people for maximum sentences for marijuana use. So to me, you have a lot to discuss with political experts. She didn't seem to have any of those conversations going into her candidacy.
Yeah, no, listen, this is why I said that. I talked about what the left would go after about, but people who are conservative have all those other things you just talked about. It happens during primaries. I mean, you know, once after I ran for vice president, I ran for president in 2003 and 2004 in the Democratic primaries, and just the party was very different than it was at Bill Clinton's day, and they didn't want a centrist like me. Today, the party in the primaries is really...
They don't want you now.
they
don't.
It's, you know, that's why I always say I'm an independent Democrat, so which I am.
I remember...
I support whoever I want to support, really.
Right, when they tried to kick you out of the party, you said, I'll leave, and they'll win anyway, and you did. But I want you to hear some of the hurdles. Now, we all know, I like the fact that when you go to a debate, you go for the win. You don't say, well, wait a second, he might ask me or she might ask me, so I'm going to take my gloves off. But just listen to some of the hurdles that could come back and will. He was asked about some of Joe Biden's sexual assault accusers. Cut three.
Somebody who has a relationship with Vice President Biden, what message would you give to the women who feel like their space has been invaded in the past by the Vice President?
I believe them, and I respect them being able to tell their story and having the courage to do it.
Do you believe that the Vice President should enter this race?
Oh, he's going to have to make that decision for himself.
Right. And also, she originally said she believed one of his accusers, and then she said, well, I just don't believe it, as opposed to Justice Kavanaugh, who she obviously believed all the accusations against him. Big problem or small problem?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Big problem or small problem?
It'll be a medium-sized problem. I mean, it's ultimately up to the people, but I presume that the Trump campaign is ready to bring up all those tapes, and she'll have to explain it and put it in context. I think for today, and I've been through this day, you know, somebody told me when I got nominated that it's great to run for vice president, but really you got to understand there's only three moments when you really matter, unless you screw up. But the three moments are the announcement day, which is today, and the acceptance speech at the convention, and the debate. And right now she looks fresh. She's a different generation, obviously, from Joe Biden, so she puts it together. But she's, as I said earlier, she's in the arena now in what's going to be a real no-holds-barred campaign. So I think this stuff will be a problem, and she'll have to figure out how to handle it and not seem like she's changing where she was, but in some sense say, okay, that's it, but let's talk about what really matters and then go on to the issues that she and Biden want to run on. But there'll be challenges because she's got a record.
Senator, who do you want to see win?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Look, I agree with a lot of what President Trump has done, particularly on foreign and defense policy, really. Particularly Iran, the whole Middle East, China, et cetera. But, you know, I know Biden for a long time. I like him, so I'm sort of inclined in his direction, really.
How much is left in Joe Biden?
Pardon?
How much is that Joe Biden that we see, the one that you know? Because he doesn't seem to have his fastball or sinker.
Right. Yeah, we're about the same age, so maybe I think he's in great shape like I am, you know. I think he's a very decent guy. I've been through a lot with him personally. Also, I've watched him. You know, he'll get wrapped as Kamala Harris did during the primaries because he wanted to get things done in the Senate, so he worked with some of the southern senators who were power brokers and who at different times of their life were segregationists. Not, of course, after things changed in the 60s and afterward. But so I think he's there, and she's a good next generation complement to him. But this thing, he's ahead now. If it was held today, the election, he'd win. But it's going to change between now and election day.
He is Joe Lieberman. It's always an education talking to you, Senator. Thanks so much for your fair and balanced view.
Thanks, Brian. God bless you. Take care.
Back at you. 1-866-408-7669. I'll take your calls and be back here in just a moment. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade. Gold prices keep climbing and just hit an all-time high. COVID-19 and battered global economies are sending investors to the safe haven of physical gold to avoid losing value in their IRAs, 401ks, and stocks. Don't stand on the sidelines and wonder what the stock market is going to do next. Protect and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have valid concerns, and we have simple solutions for all needs and budgets. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers as well as veterans. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process to transfer any portion of your IRA, 401k, or stocks into the long-term safety of a gold IRA today. Call 800-GOLD-IRA and ask for our free gold guide. That's 800-465-3472. 800-GOLD-IRA. Grow your financial future with the rising value of physical gold and protect yourself during this worldwide crisis. Call the leader, American Bullion. 800-GOLD-IRA.
Indeed knows you've got big goals for your business, and we understand hiring is a crucial part of that. You need to hire people who will make a real impact. Indeed can help you find those important hires faster, while paying only for what you need without any long-term contracts. Thanks to our super flexible payment options. Start finding your important hire today with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is Fox on Justice. The federal forces are gone from Portland, Oregon, but the unrest continues. Demonstrators out in the streets again this week, met by police threatening to respond with force. The protests have moved far away from the federal courthouse, which had been the target when uniform-wearing federal forces were in town. Portland has become ground zero in the Black Lives Matter movement since the George Floyd killing, often peaceful but sometimes violent, including small fires and broken glass. The president blames the protests on anti-fascist or Antifa, but one woman was seen on video wearing a Nazi swastika armband. At the same time, there's an effort to ease the tension with the help of Caesar the No Drama Llama. His owner says, how can you be violent when there's a llama around?
His job as a no drama llama is to bring tension down, you know, to take drama out of people's lives, not add to it.
With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Now,
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Mahalia Jackson, who died in 1972, is widely regarded as the first queen of gospel music. Although she was a heralded and much-loved performer, she lived a double life in racially divided America.
When I'm on the stage and on television and working with white people, they just hug me and love me and say I'm so wonderful and I'm so great. And then when I'm walking down the street like an ordinary citizen, they don't recognize me. And when I go into the department store in the South, I can't get a sandwich. I can't get a bottle of pop. I got to stay. I can't even get a cab. And I'm just the Mahalia Jackson that they got through saying how wonderful I am. I don't understand this. What makes people act like that?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the cast of The Secret, Dare to Dream. Katie Holmes plays a widow and mother of three trying to navigate life after the death of her husband. But things take a different turn when she meets a mysterious man who has a life-changing secret.
You walk away feeling really good about life and hopeful, and it just puts you in a good mood.
The film, based on the 2006 best-selling book, The Secret, also stars Josh Lucas and Jerry O'Connell, who strongly believe in manifesting your dreams through the power of positive thinking.
You know, The Secret deals with laws of attraction.
If you think good things and you focus on good things, or not even good things, it's things that you want or things that you want for other people. I mean, look, in religion, we've been doing it forever because in a way it's prayer.
And Holmes feels the movie's message couldn't have come at a better time.
I hope that it brings a sense of peace to people, a sense of upliftment, you know, like a break from worry.
The film is currently available on premium video on demand. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm part of that Obama coalition. I come out of the black community in terms of my support. If you notice, I have more people supporting me in the black community that have announced for me because they know me. They know who I am. Three former chairs of the black caucus. The only African-American woman that had ever been elected to the United States Senate. A whole range of people.
No,
my point
no,
is...
That's not true. The other
that's
one
not
is
true.
Here.
Yeah, and of course she's sitting right there when she says the only African-American woman in the U.S. Senate. There is Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, totally unaware that she's sitting there. But those both became afterthoughts in this debate process and the primary push because Joe Biden was falling on his face and Kamala Harris, with all her Hollywood support and all the money, her campaign was coming apart from the inside out, and she did not think through almost any of the major policies and contradictions in what she's saying and what she's done. Richard, listening in Montreal. Richard, your perspective from the North?
Yeah. Hi, Brian. I remember on CNN, Kamala Harris saying that she would consider allowing the Boston bomber to vote from prison. Like, why would anybody vote for someone who would consider wanting someone like that who murdered three and killed 200 and injured 260 people?
But Richard, here's why. She's winging it. She has to pre-think it. If you and I just decided tomorrow to run for president, we might make a few mistakes, as in right away. But she, all of a sudden, she goes, I will get rid of all private insurance. Every illegal immigrant will get health care. Really? Okay. How's that going to go? We're going to allow border crossings to not be criminal behavior. Okay, so you can come here for free? Can you say everyone's leaving Central America that day with backpacks marching here? She never thought about anything. Ed, listen to WIBX in New York. Ed.
Yeah, hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Real quick.
I think the end game with the Democrats here with the mail-in voting, it's just like Obamacare. They knew it wasn't going to work. The plan was it wasn't going to work. Then the next step was going to be socialized medicine. But in this case, I think that they want to just plunge the electoral system into chaos.
And I hope that's not the case, because that's where we got to push back on this.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is House Call for Health. You could have it and not know it and could be spreading it. A new study finds that a high percentage of people who never show any symptoms of the coronavirus nevertheless are carrying the virus inside of them. The study was done in South Korea. Researchers kept track of people who had tested positive but had no symptoms. About 30% never developed symptoms. That adds to evidence of asymptomatic spread. The study in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine could add to the challenges of contact tracing. The study did not measure whether healthy COVID-positive people were spreading the virus to others, but researchers who were involved in the study say they believe that asymptomatic people can spread the disease. Health experts do point out that someone who is coughing or sneezing is especially likely to infect others who are nearby. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A mom who donated her lottery winnings to a police officer in need makes today's Dean's List. Shatara Sims was down to her last $7 when she found a dollar bill in a grocery store parking lot. She thought it might be her lucky day, so she walked back into the store, bought a lottery ticket, and won $100. She decided to donate all of her winnings to a family of a local Kansas City police officer wounded in the line of duty. When Shatara's eldest daughter was killed in 2012, Kansas City police officers went above and beyond to support her family as much as possible. It didn't take long, though, until the local police precincts were abuzz. The police department set up a GoFundMe page to help her family with their financial situation. The response? Overwhelming. Strangers and officers donating more than $145,000. We're so glad this story turned into something more meaningful for both the police officer in need and Shatara, who deserves all the kindness in the world. Janice Dean, Fox News.
information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
She put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. Senator Harris, when you were in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, you did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that.
Tulsi Gabbard took apart Kamala Harris. She was unable to defend her own record. They weren't talking about issues and saying, this is my side, here's your side. Saying, you did this, you did that, what about this? And she said, well, you know, just some lawmaker trying to, just some congressgirl, a woman who's a non-contender. What do I worry about that for? She never would recover and she would drop out before Iowa with a ton of money in the bank. People should know. I think it's a great point that she was thoroughly rejected by her own party. And I'm not saying she's not talented. I like the fact that it's historic. But I don't love the fact, if I was her, that the reason I'm picked is because the former vice president said, I have to pick a woman. Okay, there goes 50% of the country. And then I got to pick a woman of color. There goes down to 5 because it's Democrats in contention with somewhat close to enough experience. And then it was really between her and Susan Rice, I understand, and Tammy Duckworth had a push at the end. But in the end, it is her. So Kamala Harris, and maybe those 100 people, 100 African-American males, many of which were impactful from Hollywood and sports, maybe them writing saying, you have to, Joe Biden, pick a woman of color or else risk losing the black vote, which many stay home for Hillary Clinton. And that happens again, or Donald Trump gets it, they don't win. Here is Kamala Harris, the presumed vice presidential nominee, saying it all should go well at the convention. Here she's talking about what she's doing with the Second Amendment. Cut 9.
Do you believe in the mandatory buyback of quote-unquote assault weapons?
I do believe that we need to do buybacks, and I'll tell you why. They are weapons of war with no place on the streets of a civil society.
Right, except for the Second Amendment and such a slang term that for gun owners, it could mean everything in your arsenal. So she talked about that. She talked about health care. And then she talks about what she wanted to do with health care. At one point, she said, get rid of all private insurance. Cut 10.
You support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
Let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education, or public health, period.
Okay, they go to school for free because their parents got here illegally for free. Then they get health care. Right now, the emergency room doesn't turn anybody down. And she went on to say that, put her hand up when asked, would you give illegal immigrants health care? Her hand went up. Do you notice those questions that were detrimental to getting any moderate or independent vote never came out again? Because it was so embarrassing and impossible to defend to the average American who aren't leftists or go on Stephen Colbert's show? Here's the president last night on Kamala Harris. Cut 1.
A lot of people think it's a dangerous choice. I think, you know, she's the most liberal person supposedly in the Senate. That's pretty liberal, but she's supposed to be the most. I'm not sure that's what the country wants. She wants to raise taxes. She wants to get rid of your Second Amendment. She wants to cut the military. She wants to cut spending for the military and the vets. And, you know, I don't quite get the choice, but we'll have it out. We have a great vice president named Mike Pence, and he will take care of business just like he did the last time against a different candidate.
Well, we'll see. I tell you what, Mike Pence will be prepared. I know that for sure, and you know exactly where he stands. I don't know what Kamala Harris's stance. Does she go to want to be way left, like those rioters and what they stand for in Chicago, in Seattle, and in Portland? The New York Times says progressive Democrats are now led by 2 moderates. Really? I'm looking around. I don't see any moderates. I see people that are going to be compliant to the left wing of their party. Ed Rollins joins us now, GOP political consultant, runs a super PAC, a pro-Trump super PAC, where he is co-chairman of the Donald Trump super PAC Great America. Hey, Ed, welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing, Tom?
Good. Impact of Kamala Harris?
You know, the critical thing for Biden is he has to basically reinvigorate the Obama coalition, which obviously a significant number of African-American voters didn't vote last time. She may be very helpful in that area. She's smart. She's tough. She's extremely articulate. You know, so my sense is, you know, what you may be looking at, if you don't stop this Biden race, is, you know, she could be a future president. And so I think you got to really examine her hard. The record, she's San Francisco liberal, obviously, and she is she's a competitive candidate, and I would never underestimate her. I think the key thing here is that Biden's the head of the ticket, and they're both moving further and further to the left to catch up with their party, which has now moved so far left that it's not recognizable.
But, you know, Ed, does it play a role what a terrible candidate she was? She had one moment in one debate, and then she was on every side of every issue, and she had such infighting in her own camp, she collapsed before the first caucus, before the first primary. Doesn't that matter?
Well, sure, it matters. It mattered, obviously, in the primary process. And this, you know, when you go back and examine this race, this is a very strange race. Nobody did well.
Nobody.
Until South Carolina. Nobody. I think Joe Biden got clobbered early on. And the South Carolina was set up to protect Republicans in the past. It turned out the large African-American vote made Biden and Clinton play that key role. So I think the reality here is it's not her campaign. It's his campaign. It's his policies. Can she energize a crowd, particularly African-American women and men, particularly women, which are, you know, both 98-2 against us. And I think she can do that. So, you know, I don't underestimate her. I think the key thing is she does not add any substance. Right. She's articulate, but she doesn't have her own independent issues, and she's got to duck on a lot of the stuff that she did on the criminal stuff. She was kind of all over the place there, you know, and representing San Francisco as a DA and then as an attorney general in California.
I mean, you look at a record. She just praised the mayor of Los Angeles for cutting back the police budget. At the same time, she's talking about, as an attorney general, she had Black Lives Matter. This guy, Hawk Newsom, come out and says less than stellar performance, which he means that she was too tough on African-Americans as attorney general. She's going to have to pick a lane, doesn't she?
Yeah, she definitely has to. I mean, again, I go back to the point that it's the Biden campaign. They'll surround her with pros. One thing, too many Republicans underestimate the quality of Democrat operatives. There's a lot of very top-notch operatives that have been through a lot of races. So I think from their perspective, you know, she'll give them what they need at this point in time, which is a leg up to try and put that Obama coalition together. I don't know whether they can do that or not. I don't know a region of the country that she necessarily helps. But certainly in energizing a black base, which is going to be their target, she could be very helpful.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. People should realize, too, it's not, well, if Trump loses, there'll be 4 years of Democrats, and then we'll move on. And then we'll try to put Tom Cotton or Pompeo or Nikki Haley, whoever it is. That's not true. Because if they win the Senate, they're going to go throughout the filibuster. You will never see such a dramatic change in American life.
I agree totally. And the reality is, I said to my wife yesterday, we could be looking at the next 12 years of presidencies if we don't stop them this time.
I 100% agree. A couple of things. If you want to know where the party's going, it's not Ed Rollins and Brian Kilmeade speculating. They're actually using their inside voice outside. This was on The Daily Show. This is Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal. She's out of Washington. Listen to what she says about Biden. Cut 15.
And I will be pushing him. I will, you know, as soon as we get him in the White House, and even before, with these task forces that we had, we were able to significantly push Joe Biden to do things that he hadn't signed on to before. So he is movable. He is listening.
It's movable, yeah. They're going to push him right out of the way.
Well, my sense is this is about the Joe Biden of 20 years ago, obviously, and I think the reality is about the Democratic Party of 20 years ago. And I think what we're going to be shocked by, if they do get in here, is how far left they really will go, and particularly in this time of economic crisis. Can you imagine Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Joe Biden, and now Kamala Harris, putting a fiscal plan together that starts with a 35% corporate tax, raise a tax on everybody, adjust all the criminal justice, the kinds of judges she'll appoint, and she'll certainly play a big role in that. You can go back and look at the kinds of people that she was involved in California, which is the attorney general. They'll be so far to the left you won't be able to see straight.
So my sense is this is, we have to take them very seriously. This is a very competitive race. It's going to get closed. It's not competitive today, but it will close up in the next several weeks. And hopefully by September, we have a real race here. But you know, the bottom line is, don't underestimate her. She's, and Vice President Pence is such a gentleman. I'm not sure he'll take her apart the way he needs to take her apart in the debate. Cause, she is formidable on that ground, even though she wasn't so much in the presidential race.
Well, you should sit down with Mike Pence and tell him not to be so nice. You're good at not being nice, Ed. So we got to bring that side. We got to bring some of that out of Mike Pence. Now, a couple of things.
Well, we do, because I mean, the bottom line is I don't worry about Biden being the future. I worry about her being the future. That's the issue we have to make.
About 3 weeks ago, we spoke off the air and on the air, and you were really concerned about the direction of the Trump campaign, and Brad Parscale's been pushed back, and still you said, I want to see some change. I talked to two people Friday night who are also expressed the same concern on the same day you did, and I said, where was the campaign when we spoke? 4 out of 10. Both of them said 4 out of 10, separate text messages. I go, where is it now? They said 8 or 9. And how do you feel?
I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased. I think Bill has done a great job of stabilizing this campaign. The ads are better, you know, and I think the reality is there's plenty of issues to go after these guys on, and you know, with the new team, and that's what it has to be. It has to be, and I think the reality is that the president himself, you know, this re-elections are different than elections. You know, it was an open seat last time. Two unpopular candidates at the end of the day. President Trump won it by being a new voice. This time it's about him. So he has to strengthen his own record. He has to articulate what it is he's about. And then he's going to continue to remind people what the Democrats will do to this country if they get elected.
And the one thing you can do, what would you do with what's happening in the cities? It's horrific. The one I'm in right now, New York, Chicago, Portland, Seattle. So look at that. You know that he's already offered helping, put help in Seattle, and he became, and they became the problem in their eyes. So we pulled him out. Now Seattle is, Portland is killing itself. Seattle just got rid of their police chief, and Trump cannot be blamed for this. But do you look at this as happening on his watch, or do you say this is what happens if Biden takes over, because there's not widespread condemnation of the violence and the rioting that we're seeing? How does this play in the public psyche?
I think it plays certainly to the president's advantage, and I would basically, you know, you have this DA in Seattle now, and basically saying he's not gonna, you know, gonna let everybody out of jail. These are friendly protests. These are not protests. Protests, you go sitting around a park and you carry signs. You don't break into stores. You don't attack cops. You don't trash. And the whole disbanding of the police departments is just the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life. If anything, as we, also as a New Yorker, we need to basically accelerate our police force. And this stuff cannot be tolerated. The judicial system is breaking down to where, you know, you can't keep these people in prison once you've arrested them. And I think those are issues we need to talk about, and the president needs to talk about. And if he needs to put the National Guard in these places to straighten them out, feel free.
Interesting, because you have a person on the ticket now who's praising those who said to fund the police in Los Angeles. This is how bad it's gotten in L.A. I'm not sure if you're cognizant, but the president of the LAPD was told, go into these Hollywood Hills and shut the water off on these parties that is taking place there. They're ignoring all the mandates. And the LAPD turned around and said, you do it with some of your peace officers. We're not going. I mean, do you believe this is happening?
Well, unfortunately, I grew up the same place Mrs. Harris did. I grew up in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, many, many years ago. And I'm appalled at what's happened in my home state. California is not the place that I grew up with. It's a place that it's becoming lawless and unmanageable. And I think to a certain extent, it's sort of the blueprint for Democrat politics. Sanctuary cities, of which he was obviously a part of, you know, it's a wide open lawlessness, and you know, they smoke too much weed or too much something, because it's a different state than I grew up with, and I think to a certain extent it's a different state in the country.
Well, if you want to lose most of your money, go there and let them tax all the Ed Rollins fortune. I would stay out of there.
Well, unfortunately. fortunate or also have a fortune, but I'd stay out of there. I worry about New York, too.
Oh, my goodness. No kidding. This place is a mess. I cannot believe how people are leaving. Ed Rollins, his super PAC is Great America. I'm feeling a lot better about the Trump campaign than he was last time he was with us. Just gave me some great assessment on what Kamala Harris brings to the table. Ed, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Take care. Bye.
And follow him at Ed Rollins on Twitter. 1-866-408-7669. I'm going to get back and get to as many calls as possible. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base is Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, Granddad. Want to play catch?
Sorry, buddy. I wish I could, but my feet hurt too much.
Are aching feet keeping you from enjoying life? Then get MightyWalk from Gravity to Fire Medical Technology. Clinical studies show the VersoShock technology in the MightyWalk reduces foot, knee, ankle, and back pain up to 92%. Engineered to reduce impact and relieve joint pressure, MightyWalk from Gravity to Fire comes with three specially designed insoles for comfort, alignment, and adjustability. With wide and extra wide widths available, it's the perfect shoe for comfort, support, performance, and pain relief.
So, who's ready to play catch?
I am, Granddad.
Try MightyWalk for 30 days, and if your feet still hurt, return them for a full refund and keep the insoles, a $50 value. Save $30 and get free shipping from Gravity to Fire when you go to gdefy.com and use code radio. That's GDEFY.com, code radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Indeed knows that for any business, your next step is the most important one, like hiring someone who can make a real impact. Indeed can help you find high-impact hires faster, without any long-term contracts, and you pay only for what you need, thanks to our super flexible payment options. So why not take that next step with Indeed? Get started with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Def Leppard fans know that guitarist Phil Collin is one of the most ripped rock stars around, often performing shirtless, showing off his six-pack abs. There's been a lot of workout videos released during coronavirus. Now rock fans can follow along with Collin's killer routine as Def Leppard has launched a new video series called 30-Day Fitness Challenge with Phil Collin.
What I'm doing today is the last kind of full-body workout.
Rockers can use the hashtag PhilCollin30 to find his videos and follow along with how he works on his exercises, diet, and overall health.
Salad, throw it in there. I don't need dressing.
The 62-year-old didn't start out as a fitness guru after years of playing hard, partying hard, and leading a self-described very unhealthy lifestyle. He decided to make a change. He said in his early 30s, he quit drinking and partying and hit the gym. And it shows. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. You may be less likely than your parents to develop dementia late in life. A new study has picked up a trend. Lower percentages of older people with Alzheimer's or dementia. This was true in the U.S. and Europe, but not the rest of the world. The study out of Harvard found that a 75-year-old man today has an 18% chance of developing dementia sometime during the rest of his life. That compares to a 25% chance for a similar man in 1995. Researchers don't know why, but they say it can't be genetics. Possible environmental factors could include people smoking less and keeping their blood pressure under control. Both are thought to be connected to dementia risk. Doctors say another factor could be higher education levels, that the more you learn, the better your brain is able to rewire itself to navigate around a problem area. But for now, that's just speculation. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Pam Cusso, Fox News.
We'll be right back.
your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
What I would ask you to understand is this. It's not professional sports. I have that exact attitude when it comes to professional sports because they have representation. You collectively bargain. You come to an accord. You move full steam ahead. The problem is on collegiate sports, the student athlete has no representation. And you have to remember, they've been in pursuit of that. And so the NCAA has doggedly gone about the business of holding on to quote-unquote amateur status.
And he believed that played into the fact that the Pac-12 and Big Ten have decided not to play. And if they'll go ahead and are forced to play, they're going to look for representation should somebody get sick. Stephen A. Smith is respected a sports voice as there is in the country. He joined us at an earlier hour on the Wednesday edition of the show. That really struck me. I wasn't thinking that deep. When Trevor Lawrence comes out, quarterback Clemson comes out and says, listen, the players want a voice. We want to play. The SEC is going to play. I think they're going to have a semblance of a fall schedule. I hope so anyway. I think Nebraska wants to play, too. I know LSU is practicing. They have not let up. Frank was on WABC over in Astoria, New York. Frank, you're knee-deep in this mess of New York City, too, right?
Yeah, you better believe it. I'm in the thick of it, and I've been here 50 years. My favorite mayor was John Bliet Lindsay. And I got to tell you, you said something about $106 million budget cut. You know, I think it's a lot more. I actually do see the New York City Sanitation Commissioner in sandals sometimes or in full uniform. And I spoke to her in police community council meetings, and she says it's pretty bad. She was a low-level deputy officer in the sanitation department, maybe 20 years, 25 years, but now she's the head of the sanitation department, Catherine Garcia, and she says it's very bad, but she's indicated she has to do it because if no one does it, the transfer stations they won't be accepting waste materials in other states.
And the thing is, Frank, let them keep chasing out all the rich, successful people. They're horrible people, they're vilified, and they pay almost 50% of all the taxes. If they leave, there's just nothing but jobs open and nobody to pay them.
Gold prices keep climbing and just hit an all-time high. COVID-19 and battered global economies are sending investors to the safe haven of physical gold to avoid losing value in their IRAs, 401ks, and stocks. Don't stand on the sidelines and wonder what the stock market is going to do next. Protect and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have valid concerns and we have simple solutions for all needs and budgets. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers as well as veterans. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process to transfer any portion of your IRA, 401k, or stocks into the long-term safety of a gold IRA today. Call 800-GOLD-IRA and ask for our free gold guide. That's 800-465-3472. 800-GOLD-IRA. Grow your financial future with the rising value of physical gold and protect yourself during this worldwide crisis. Call the leader, American Bullion. 800-GOLD-IRA.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1989, the Soviet Union leaves Afghanistan.
General Boris Grumov crossed the bridge over the Amu Darya River. This was the final act in the withdrawal of all Soviet armed forces and services from the Republic of Afghanistan.
The government has to show clearly that it has abandoned the old Stalinist class struggle approach.
Banishment for life for Pete Rose from baseball is the sad end of a sorry episode.
I gambled on other sports other than baseball. I never gambled on baseball, but I think I'm being punished pretty severely.
So the Oakland A's take a
Jim Baker, once one of this nation's most powerful televangelists, now faces a lifetime in prison.
300 East Berliners are climbing over the metal fence here towards the Berlin Wall.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Triple digit temperatures in the southwest and west, prompting some cities to set up cooling centers for residents caught in the heat. But National Weather Service meteorologist Bianca Feldkircher says there are some things that you can do to stay safe.
Make sure that
you know, they're avoiding their time outdoors during, you know, the peak hours of the days, and also checking on neighbors and other people too to make sure that they're okay, because the heat can, you know, really sneak up on you.
PG&E instituting rolling blackouts in California for the first time since 2001, and they say this heat wave is going to go into next week. The U.S. can't seem to muster the needed support with the U.N. Security Council to extend an arms embargo against Iran.
Approval would have required a majority of 9 votes on the 15-member council. Only the Dominican Republic joined the U.S. Russia and China opposed, and there were 11 abstentions. But the final tally was academic, as Russia and China had already committed to veto the resolution. U.S. Secretary of State Pompeo says that Israel and 6 Arab nations supported the extension of the embargo past its October 18th expiration. Britain, France, and Germany signed with Russia and China to support the 2015 nuclear agreement from which President Trump withdrew the U.S. They contend an extended arms embargo would hasten Iran's nuclear ambitions. George Bonzani reporting.
Violent protests again in Chicago Saturday. Some 17 police officers injured. 24 rioters arrested during skirmishes downtown. Started out peaceful enough on the south side, but police say when the group arrived downtown, multiple agitators hijacked the peaceful protest. Police Chief David Brown said demonstrators used umbrellas and mace as they fought with cops who responded with pepper spray to help restore order. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Strong starting pitching gives the Astros a win.
His third big league start, Christian Javier allowed one hit over 6 scoreless innings as the Houston Astros won for the 4th time in 5 games, beating the Seattle Mariners 2-1. In earning his second win, Javier finished with 5 strikeouts and allowed just a 5th inning single to Austin Nola. Yuli Gurriel collected 2 hits for the Astros, including his 5th home run of the season. Alex Bregman also chipped in a pair of hits. Evan White hit a home run for the Mariners, who have now lost 4 in a row. Adam Spillane, Houston.
Phillies beat the Mets 6-2, Indians 3-1 over the Tigers, Braves beat the Marlins 2-1, Royals split a pair with the Twins, while the Cards take both of their games from the White Sox. Brewers beat the Cubs in 10 innings, 6-5, Rangers beat the Rockies 6-4, Orioles 7-3 over the Nats, and the A's beat the Giants, final score there, 7-6. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There is such a thing as a pro-life Democrat.
Ahead of next week's convention, pro-life Democrats are lobbying their party to fix what they describe as an extreme deviation on the issue that could effectively surrender certain states to Republicans in November. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards and dozens of other Democratic politicians in a letter said they should not cede large swaths of the United States to the Republican Party. The letter warns that the party's platform will alienate pro-life Democrats and calls on the platform committee to reintroduce more moderate language from the party's 2000 platform. Patrick Foss reporting.
Meanwhile, China's continuing its campaign against Christians. The crackdown began several years ago, but has been intensifying recently as the Communist Party announced its intention to move China into the world spotlight. The number of raids on house churches have increased, as have the arrests of pastors and parishioners. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV.
Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing.
Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th.
Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV.
A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
From Donald Trump and Mike Pence. So that is now complete. We're also looking at the change in sports and the constant battle with the coronavirus, as well as to try to get some type of rescue package for people like the PPP people, the small business people that need some bailout. And a lot of these states are flat out bankrupt. They deserve some type of check from the federal government, all of which money we don't have, or have yet to earn. And by the way, if you ever want to catch the show, if you ever miss it live, all you have to do is go to iTunes, go to iHeart, BrianKilmeadShow.com, and you'll be able to pick it up. If you ever want to see the show, another reason to download Fox Nation, because we're a full television show now. I've got three cameras. The whole place is lit. It's a TV studio as well as a radio studio, so it's pretty cool. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Hopefully, we can watch colleges play football. We want to get football in colleges. These are young, strong people.
Yes, young, strong people, but they're not playing football almost anywhere. Say it ain't so. Major football conferences, two of the big five quit the fall. Who's left, what it means, and why I think these sidelines, the sideline of these programs is a huge mistake that all of college sports will pay for.
Number two.
Public policy is supposed to be taking into consideration not just stopping COVID-19 at all costs, but understanding the impact of people on what you do and what you say.
Dr. Scott Atlas weighing in. The coronavirus numbers are dropping in 23 states, and overall death rates dropped for the first time in a month. Why we need to power through and get back to school, teachers and all, through all the positive tests, have a plan for when the kids test positive, and have a plan to get them back right after they test negative. Plus, how Mitch McConnell plans on saving the rescue package.
Number one.
You know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
And, right. And now you guys seem to be pals.
It was a debate.
Kamala Harris evidently really pushed back hard when it looked as though she was losing the top spot when Chris Dodd came forward and said, I'm shocked that in their meetings, because he was ahead of the vice president's search committee, in the meeting she didn't apologize for that moment. I don't think she should have, but she has the number one job because she campaigned to get it. What Senator Kamala Harris brings to the table? What about her record, her disastrous quest for the top spot herself, and how Tulsi Gabbard took her down? And let's get started. Now, keep in mind, too, we're waiting for the first joint appearance from Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. No sense if they will, in fact, take any questions. You know, we know they're going to appear. They're going to do everything right because they want to show that Donald Trump is slipshod. He's not taking the coronavirus seriously. They're both going to walk out in masks. They're both going to keep 6 feet away from each other. They're not going to be a big crowd. We know that the media, which will be there, will be spread out. There's probably not going to be any applause because the media will be asked not to do something their instincts will tell them they should do. Applaud for the ticket they're polling for. And it's going to be unlike any announcement ever. Usually you get a big bump if you pick the right person for the right ticket. You get a bump, but I don't know about out now. And then you have a convention coming up, but there's not going to be any audience there. Are they going to have some big speakers? Yeah. John Kasich, congratulations. You have the governor of Ohio, who's a Republican, just doesn't like Trump. Well, that'll be a lot of momentum. Barack Obama will show give a good speech. Michelle Obama. But there's not going to be any applause. So you're going to have to judge on your own if you like it or not. With me right now is Michael Goodwin, New York Post columnist, Fox News contributor. And you know him from his great columns and insightful commentary. Michael, welcome back.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you.
Harris, 1 to 10, 10 being a home run. What you call it underwhelming. What would 1 to 10, where do you rank her?
I give her a 6, meaning that I think there are some clear positives for the campaign, but I think there are also negatives that she could cut both ways. But I think a 6 is a fair 1 to 10 characterization.
Would people have the short-term memory loss? She was a hideous candidate.
Yes. Yes, and she did not poll well among African-American voters either. And don't forget, she supported Medicare for All, which Biden didn't. Now, look, these things have happened before in campaigns where it all becomes about the president versus – and the vice president nominee folds into the president's campaign. But this is a different situation because of Biden's health. And the recognition even among Democrats that if elected, he probably would not finish a first term. So the vice presidential pick becomes more important than normal. And I think that's why Harris is going to get a lot more scrutiny than the VP normally would, particularly if Biden is going to continue to hide because of his age. I mean, you know, Brian, we're getting so close to the election now. This idea that Biden has to be protected because of his health and age from the COVID. Well, how's he going to be president? You can't sit alone in a room all day as president. It begins to say, wait a minute, and just as you're talking about with the football, are we ever going to try to move forward? Well, is Biden ever going to come out of the basement? I mean, is he going to be president from the basement if he's elected? It doesn't work that way. So I think in the meantime, Harris is going to become the face of the campaign, the energy of the campaign, the left-wing media is going to embrace her and protect her because she is going to be the hopes will ride on it. But I give her a 6 because I think that there are a lot of downsides to her. As we were saying, she was not a good campaigner. She was taken apart by Tulsi Gabbard and also ran, and she just faded. It's not like anybody was clamoring for more Kamala. She faded and was not missed. I mean, I compare it to Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, who pretty much stayed until the end and who got better and who became more popular and more respected for their campaigns, whereas Harris was forgotten once she was gone. So there are clear risks with this pick, I think Biden boxed himself in. It had to be a woman because of the Me Too movement. It had to be a black woman because of his success in South Carolina. He owed that to the black South Carolina voters and because of the Black Lives Matter movement. So he boxed himself in. It was either Stacey Abrams, Kamala Harris, Susan Rice, or Karen Bass. I mean, those seemed to be the four picks he had. Of the four, I think Harris was probably the best, most qualified, most energetic, probably the most successful in her own field, in her own right. But that doesn't mean in the whole world she's a great pick. And as I say, the Medicare for All, other issues in her background, I mean, she's a prosecutor. How is that going to sit with the far left?
Well, I mean, she's a prosecutor that said, I support the mayor defunding the police. I am for not criminalizing border crossings. I'm for giving illegals free health care. She goes against herself. So she didn't even decide what self she's going to be, the one that maybe the most people on the Democrat side liked or the one she actually was. She had no pre-thought to her own background. So when she sat down with an interviewer, it was a carnival of contradictions.
Right. And I think that's one reason why she didn't do well. But, I mean, it's also true of all Democrats that they are remaking themselves on the fly because of this push from the AOCs and then the Black Lives Matter and before that the Me Too movement. I mean, there are a lot of cross currents sweeping through the Democratic Party. Look at Biden, how much he's had to remake himself. I mean, the so-called pragmatic moderate has turned out to be neither. He's become, you know, just sort of a little more moderate than Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. But by the same token, he's outsourced a lot of his policies to them. The Green New Deal is now effectively his policy. AOC is one of his new surrogates for all of this. So, you know, I think you have a real mashup in the Democratic Party of instincts and personalities and philosophies, and it hasn't settled itself out yet to where you can say, this is what the Democratic Party stands for. This is what Joe Biden stands for. This is what the platform is. We don't really know. It's all being remade on the fly.
We talked enough about her, and I want to get your take on Trump, because you get to interview him pretty regularly, and you get a good sense of where he's at. I just talked to Ed Rollins, who was so down 3 weeks ago, he was almost sounded like he wanted to give up. But Brad Parscale, they pushed him back. They pushed up Bill Stepien. And this is the third major Trump official that I've talked to who now gives him an 8 or 9 out of 10 that he's hitting his stride. And one thing he did that's being underscored because it's not being played up in the media, those executive orders over the weekend really made him look strong and made, like, Congress look small. Do you agree?
Well, I think what they did effectively, I mean, I wouldn't disagree with strong versus weak, but I think what they did was create another area of contrast. And I think that is to the president's, I want to help the workers. I want to help people get over the COVID. I want to give them more money to put in their pocket. And the Democrats are saying, no, 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 not this money, not that way. And so their failure to come to the table, I think, was a strategic mistake because the Democrats thought they had Trump over a barrel. We can keep raising the costs. We can force on him the bailout of the blue states. And he said, no, here's my response. I'm going to target it much more with executive orders. Now, we'll see if they get challenged in court. But nonetheless, politically, I think the president set up a great contrast between compassion and obstinance. That's the way I would put it.
Interesting. So we have that situation, which I think does gives him leverage to get a rescue package going. And Mitch McConnell, who was missing in action intentionally, said this yesterday. Cut 28.
The American people are sick of the stalemate. They want to get a result. And the result ought to be directly related to the COVID-19 crisis. Kids back in school, jobs, health care, direct cash payments to low-income people who need our help. Those items should not be in dispute. And this hang-up over sending almost $1 trillion down to state and local government, take that off the table, and let's get this assistance directly to the people who need it.
Do you project they're going to end up talking? This is already, you know, we're halfway through the week already. No, there's been no serious talks. What do you think?
I think the Democrats are going to have to make another run at talking. I think they can't just refuse to negotiate. And it sounds to me as if both McConnell and Trump are drawing the line on the bailout of the blue states. Now, there might be some fudge room in there where they can direct money for specific things. But, you know, Brian, we're seeing it in New York. New York City and New York State have not laid off a single person, not furloughed a single person, even though we know most of those people are not working. They are not in their offices. The schools are not going back, it looks like, for the most part. And so this idea that you're going to bail out these states that were already running huge deficits while they are not doing anything to cut their own costs, I mean, it's one thing to say that we're going to help fund the COVID costs, which the federal government should and is doing through the healthcare systems. But it's quite another when the states are not doing anything to trim their own overhead in this excruciating time. I mean, taxpayers are. Taxpayers are doing the
less. Whoa, wait a second, Michael. You forgot New York took $1 billion out of the police budget. You forgot they took over $100 million out of the sanitation budget. So they're cutting down things on quality of life.
Yes, but they didn't cut their spending. They just shifted the money to their pet projects. Essentially, it's to the unions. All of this money is going to municipal unions in one form or another. They're going on. I mean, de Blasio, the mayor, was giving raises and promotions to people on his own staff. Meanwhile, you keep asking the federal government to bail them out. It's not going to happen. It should not happen until the blue states get some control over their own spending.
Michael, thanks so much. New York Post columnist, Fox News contributor, Michael Goodwin. Great job.
My pleasure, Brian. Thank
you. When we come back, it's your job. 1-866-408-7669. I want to get your take on what's happening right now. I'm also getting a lot of your emails. Go to briankilmeade.com. You can go to me directly. Also a way to get any of my books. They go right to my local bookstore, and I can personalize them. The last one is Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, Granddad. Want to play catch?
Sorry, buddy. I wish I could, but my feet hurt too much.
Are aching feet keeping you from enjoying life? Then get MightyWalk from Gravity Defier Medical Technology. Clinical studies show the VersoShock technology in the MightyWalk reduces foot, knee, ankle, and back pain up to 92%. Engineered to reduce impact and relieve joint pressure, MightyWalk from Gravity Defier comes with three specially designed insoles for comfort, alignment, and adjustability. With wide and extra wide widths available, it's the perfect shoe for comfort, support, performance, and pain relief.
So, who's ready to play catch?
I am, Granddad!
Try MightyWalk for 30 days, and if your feet still hurt, return them for full refund. And keep the insoles, a $50 value. Save $30 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com and use code radio. That's GDEFY.com, code radio.
Indeed knows you've got big goals for your business. And we understand hiring is a crucial part of that. You need to hire people who will make a real impact. Indeed can help you find those important hires faster while paying only for what you need without any long-term contracts. Thanks to our super flexible payment options. Start finding your important hire today with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
This is Fox on Justice. The husband of the Los Angeles district attorney is charged with a crime.
Get off of my porch right now. Get off.
David Lacey is seen on video pointing a gun at Black Lives Matter protesters outside the home he shares with his wife, LADA Jackie Lacey.
I will shoot you. Get off of my porch.
This happened in March, before the nationwide protests that followed the death of George Floyd. Lacey faces three counts of assault with a firearm, misdemeanors. The charges were brought by the California Attorney General. DA Lacey recused herself. She says her husband was trying to protect her after she had received death threats. This case is similar to one in Missouri, where a husband and wife were seen brandishing weapons as protesters marched past their home. They, too, are charged, but a key difference, Missouri has a law known as the Castle Doctrine that in many cases would make it legal to defend one's property. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Was an atheist, Michelle Kim eventually found faith in Jesus Christ, and now her church is under scrutiny for being a cult and accused of deliberately spreading the coronavirus in South Korea.
Well, my first initial reaction is that there must be a lot of misunderstanding.
Kim is a member of the Shincheonji Church based in Seoul. It has 300,000 members worldwide, including branches in the United States, where Kim lives. Back in February, a member in Daegu, South Korea, reportedly spread the virus to 4,000 other members. The government shut down the church and demanded a list of all members for contact tracing, including those in the U.S. But now some say Shincheonji is being made a scapegoat. According to the U.S. State Department, even before the pandemic, church faced pressure from mainstream Protestant groups. Michelle risks coming forward to change people's opinions.
Am I doing the right thing in exposing myself and exposing my affiliation?
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at FoxNews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In January of 1960, John F. Kennedy announced that he would seek the presidency of the United States, which he won on November 8, 1960, in a narrow victory over Richard Nixon. At 43, he became the youngest U.S. president.
In the past 40 months, I have toured every state in the Union, and I have talked to Democrats in all walks of life. My candidacy is therefore based on the conviction that I can win both the nomination and the election. I believe that the Democratic Party has a historic function to perform in the winning of the 1960 election, comparable to the 1932 election. I intend to do my utmost to see that that victory is won.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Politically, she is going to be for Biden the attack machine. She's going to be going after President Trump. And President Trump's a great counterpuncher, but he ought to remember she's not the target. When she attacks him, he ought to use it as an opportunity to attack Biden. If she goes after the president on an issue, he goes after Biden on that issue because he's the real target. She's just along for the ride.
That is Karl Rove. Make sure, Mr. President, you make your haymakers for Joe Biden. Jeremy, listen on KCRS Midland. Jeremy, Texas.
Yes, sir. I was just curious why the Democrats seem to rally around losers so much, like picking Kamala Harris as her
VP. Well, who else would you pick? Who's your pick?
Neither.
Yeah, that's the problem. No. They don't have superstars. Julie, listen on FM News Talk 97.1 in St. Louis. Julie.
Hey, if I'm Trump, my message is this. Both Harris and Biden have said they would give free health care to illegal immigrants. There are 300 million people in Central America who, if they make it across the border, become our charge. I think the average person knows we just can't afford that as much as we would like to help. And when our ancestors came here, they had no benefits. They had to make it completely on their own. So there's a big difference from immigration of 100 years ago and immigration of today.
Absolutely. A zero social safety net. It was, you go down, for example, to Texas, is that right, with Sam Houston, all they got was the promise of potential land. They had to go there and meet. And when they got there, they'd have a rake, a pitchfork, they'd have a horse, maybe a plow, and it's off. So you're on your own. You build your own shelter. You build your own land. People help each other out. There was none of these. There was nothing at all. There was no infrastructure. It was a different time, different mindset. John, listen on WABC in Staten Island. John.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind, John?
I think that Ed gave Kamala Harris a little bit too much credit. I think you have to give the credit to the American voter. People aren't stupid. They see Kamala for exactly what she is. She's a liar, and she'll do anything for power, and we all know that. With that being said, you know, all these professionals, they got it wrong the first time with Trump. Everyone was against him. Oh, he'll never be this. He'll never be that. Meanwhile, he's president today. it's the American voter that are decent people and see exactly what these Democrats are trying to do. And they're not stupid. They're going to vote against them. It's going to be Trump 2020.
There's a lot of hidden Trump votes. I know that for sure. But how much? Right now, in the last battleground polls, he trails in Florida by 6, in Michigan by 5, in Wisconsin by 4. He is up in North Carolina and trails just by 1 in Arizona. All within striking distance, if these polls are indeed correct. It shows a gain. We'll see what Harris does for both sides.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, The Campaign with Bret Baier.
The latest Fox News poll found former Vice President Joe Biden leading President Trump in key battleground states. Washington Post columnist and AEI resident fellow Mark Thiessen. Where do we put this race right now?
Donald Trump is losing right now. He probably is not losing as badly as the polls say, because I'm sure there is a secret Trump vote. But on the other hand, I don't think it makes up for the gap in the polls.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download and make it Hammer Time with Bill Hemmer.
Carl Rove, I think people have got to be careful about thinking about doing things that discourage people from working. There is a vitality and an integrity and a value in working. We are better people when we are working at something than we are by just simply lazing around. And if you've got a chance to work, by God, have the dignity of working.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Legendary basketball player Shaquille O'Neal makes the Dean's List again for having
a heart of gold. One of the most famous people in history, who is also known for being incredibly kind and charitable, Shaq is in the news again after law enforcement posted a video on Facebook after he stopped to help a Florida woman who was in a car accident. According to the county sheriff's department, Shaq pulled over to the side of I-75 when he saw the woman's tire blow out. After making sure she was okay following the collision, he waited with her until law enforcement arrived. Shaq left the scene shortly afterwards, but not before greeting the surprised officers with a fist bump, as seen on dash cam footage. Since the sheriff's department posted the video to social media, it has been viewed over 500,000 times. It's always heartening to see this celebrity with a kind heart. Shaquille O'Neal, you made the Dean's List again. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
How did that transition happen? How do you go from being such a passionate opponent on such bedrock principles for you, and now you guys seem to be pals?
It was a debate.
Not everybody landed punches like you did, though.
It was a debate.
So you don't mean it.
It was a debate. That the whole reason, literally, it was a debate. It was called a debate.
Everyone, I understand,
traveled to the debate. There were journalists there covering the debate, where there would be a debate of differences of opinion and issues.
Okay. That was an overlapper, Senator Kamala Harris, who is now going to be running with Joe Biden. What does that mean? What does it do for the ticket? What does it do for the race? Going in, Donald Trump, according to some of the other polls, neck and neck in North Carolina and Arizona, trailing by 4 or 5, Florida, Pennsylvania, Michigan, depending on where you're looking, or Wisconsin, but all within striking distance. We've been down this road before. Chris Starwaltz, a political editor for Fox News, he got his halftime report, the Fox News halftime report you can subscribe to. And Chris, were you surprised that it's Harris?
No. And it's sort of in keeping for Democrats this year and for Biden, everything is play it safe, right?
Yep.
Everything is take the most cautious path possible and let the conventional wisdom harden and then go right where the conventional wisdom is pointing. And, you know, I got to say, for Biden, the only other person who seemed like maybe he could have picked would have been Tammy Duckworth. But I remember, you know, people like, well, it's going to be Susan Rice, or it's going to be this. It's like, no, it's going to be a liberal African-American woman. It's going to be Kamala Harris, and it's going to be Kamala Harris because by the time Biden got to the end, if he had not chosen Harris, it would have been a snub. You can't let somebody stay in contention that long. You know, we think back to how John Kerry got stuck with John Edwards. They let it sit so long that in the end, Kerry, who rightly thought that John Edwards was scummy.
Did you know that? I didn't know that. He said that?
Oh, he resisted. So in the books that came out after the 2004 election, Kerry did not watch. Nobody watched John Edwards, right? If you spend 10 minutes in the company of John Edwards, you go, ew, what? And Kerry had the normal human response to John Edwards. But because he couldn't make up his mind swiftly enough on somebody else, got stuck with him. Because at that point, it was like there's so much gravity formed around it. In this case, Biden leaned into it. I don't know how he feels about Harris. We saw a lot of reporting that Chris Dodd, his longtime running buddy, had briefed against Harris and was resentful of Harris for the glee, the cackling glee that she showed in roughing up Biden on allegations of racial insensitivity in his support for busing, or in his opposition to busing, and for him working with segregationists, the last of the old-time segregationists who were still in the Senate when Biden got there. And her glee in that was offensive to Dodd, an old friend of Biden's. I don't know how Joe Biden feels about Harris, but, man, this is the prepackaged. This is like, what should we, it's like how millions of Americans end up deciding to have what's for dinner. They say, what do we have? Well, here's the chicken breasts that are right there in the refrigerator.
Right.
Cook those up and have that.
Exactly. So a couple of things. She has to decide, unlike when she ran for president, she has to decide about her record and what she wants to do and somewhere get the truth. Remember, she was the one who was punishing parents when their kids cut out of school. She was the one giving very harsh sentences for those caught with pot. She's also the one who said, you can come across the border. It's not a crime. And ICE is very similar to the KKK. So, and if you want to get rid of private insurance, I'm with you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. She was grossly unprepared for the major issues and to defend her own record. So what is going to change now?
Well, I mean, number one, she doesn't have to defend her own record anymore. She has to defend Joe Biden's record.
Yes, she does. The are they going to say, what do you stand for? Are you strong on crime or are you weak on crime? How do you feel about those riots in the riots in Chicago? How do you feel about the riots in Portland and Seattle and what's happened to New York? What would you do to change things? Are you for painting murals or would you like some semblance of order where people don't get shot and children are allowed to play and not duck bullets? I mean, these are some real issues.
But running mates are not for real issues. Running mates are for saying, I agree with whatever he said. Mike Pence.
There's a problem with that.
Well, but that's what Mike Pence. That's what. It was. I believe it was Alvin Barkley. I'm not sure. But it was John Nance Gardner, who, when Lyndon Johnson reached out to him and said that Kennedy wanted him to be his running mate, that Gardner said that the presidency was not worth a bucket of warm spit, and he did not say spit. That was not the actual word that he used. The vice presidency is a goofy but necessary thing in American political life. You got to have somebody.
I respectfully disagree. Look at some of the substantial things vice presidents have done in our lifetime. I mean, you have $800 billion was really for Joe Biden's to hand out in the stimulus package. You have Mike Pence is legitimately in charge of whatever you think of the coronavirus, the testing and the care and the materials. He's literally in charge of that. I mean, he was in charge. I mean, there's legitimate jobs for that. These guys have been doing
well. The Cheney model. So Dick Cheney certainly changed the trajectory for vice presidents from back in the old days. And it is true that both Obama and Trump have found blue ribbon jobs and important jobs to give to their vice presidents. What I'm saying is, Kamala Harris's positions on stuff and Kamala Harris's vision for the future and Kamala Harris as a individual candidate now will fold up her tent and disappear into the shadows of Joe Biden. And she will say, when people press her on the very questions that you're talking about, she will first reiterate whatever the boilerplate campaign position is. And then she would say, I respect the leadership. Well, how does Pence say the broad-shouldered leadership of Donald Trump? She would say, I respect the narrow-shouldered leadership of Joe Biden, or whatever the phrase that she's going to use. And whatever anybody asks her about her, mm-hmm. She is going to retreat to Biden just like Pence will retreat to Trump.
Now, here's the problem with the formula, which is tried and true, which you're going after. Joe Biden hasn't answered really tough questions yet. He has not hashed out these issues yet. And I'll bring it to a soundbite from a show you don't watch, The Daily Show, which I think this guy is so overrated. It used to matter. Even when Jon Stewart was ripping this network, and me specifically, you cannot reduce his impact or his wit. And his knowledge.
And could be really funny.
No question. Not now. So here's Congresswoman, and I always screw up her name, Pramila Jayapal. She is on the Democrat from Washington on The Daily Show Monday, Cut 15.
And I will be pushing him. I will, you know, as soon as we get him in the White House and even before with these task forces that we had, we were able to significantly push Joe Biden to do things that he hadn't signed on to before. So he is movable. He is listening.
They weren't saying that about Donald Trump and George Bush, and they weren't saying that about Barack Obama.
I think about Trump and Bush. I think conservatives in both cases had success with both Trump and Bush. Trump became more conservative over the course of his 2016. By the time he ends up in Gettysburg and talking about the judges and talking about the tax cuts and talking about these bread and butter core Republican issues. It was a departure from where he started. So I do think parties move nominees. And nominees, remember, people only dislike a flip-flopper when they're flopping away from you. They love it. When you flop in their direction, you have new wisdom. You have great new wisdom. I think Biden, if he wins, Biden is going to get – you remember the Nazis in Raiders of the Lost Ark when they open the Ark and their faces all melt? That will be what the Democratic left – and that will be what the progressive left and the Democratic socialist will look like when Biden is like, hey, I don't know if you remember me. I'm kind of a corporate sellout guy from Delaware. and when he names Mitt Romney to his cabinet or whatever thing that he does, if he wins, that will shock these people. They will hate him and turn on him. There is no love for these people with Joe Biden now, but they've made a deal. They'll be quiet in exchange for what they are promised will be a transformational blah, 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 blah. There ain't nothing transformational about Joe Biden, and there ain't nothing transformational about Kamala Harris, because you know what she is? She's the same as Biden. She wants to tell you what you want to hear. She is a politician, and she wants to tell you what you want to hear.
See, Chris, I will put a lot of money, and Eric has a lot of money, and he'll lend it to me for a high interest rate. Eric works the board.
Huge interest. Huge interest.
I will bet you a lot of money that if Joe Biden's president, he will not be getting tough questions. It'll be Barack Obama redux.
True. True. From the press. Look, Joe Biden, the questions will get harder. If Biden wins, the questions will get harder because there will be so much anger on the Democratic left. It will intensify. They will be they are dissatisfied with Joe Biden now. And then if he wins, they'll be really dissatisfied because they'll say, how come, right? How come you didn't do this? And he'll find him. I think where Biden finds himself is very much where I mentioned LBJ earlier. Biden finds himself very much where LBJ was in 1964, right? He's on track for a win. Democrats are with him. They're going. But, man, as soon as he gets in office, these issues are tough. They're troublesome, and Democrats are deeply divided on what to do. And governing would be really hard for Joe Biden. That is going to be no walk in the park. And, by the way, if you have a running mate, if you have a vice president who is setting themselves up to run 4 years hence, you're going to start with a divided administration, and that's never a good place to be.
All right, Chris Starwalt, last question. I'm very upset that two major conferences have decided not to play college football. Who's right, the ones that are playing and the ones that are not?
You know what? I'm a Big 12 fan. I'm a Mountaineers fan, and the report today is that the Big 12 is going to try to play. Here's my prediction. All of this will look different by Thanksgiving, right? All figuring this out, and you watch what Major League Baseball has gone through. You've watched what the hockey's been pretty successful. Basketball's been pretty successful. This is hard, and figuring it out is hard. So I think there's going to be a lot of slippage here. I just think it's unfortunate if it becomes a political kind of issue. These schools ought to do what they think they should for their kids and let it stand. I don't think it's a good versus evil or right versus wrong thing. I think reasonable people can disagree about how to proceed.
These people should be playing. Chris, Stephen A. Smith brought up something that he believes that if they play, it'll give the players too much power in the future. And they don't. The NCAA does not want to empower the player, which I think would be. I think that would be troublesome if that's the truth. Chris, let's hope we get a degree in college football. If the MLS can do it, college football can do it.
I got to believe that sports broadcasting majors and exercise physiology are still out there. They're still out there for them.
Fantastic. Chris Dyerwald, thanks so much.
Yeah, man.
When we come back, your phone calls 1-866-408-7669. We're talking about sports and what we found out already from the Big Ten. And we do find some good news from the SEC. It looks like they're going to try to play. I think we should be doing that. We'll discuss that as well as this number two pick for Joe Biden, as well as what is happening with the coronavirus. Back to school. It turns out Sanjay Gupta, the doctor at CNN, will not send his kids back to school because Wolf Blitzer told him not to.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting FIXER to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting FIXER to 321-321. That's FIXER to 321-321. Text FIXER to 321-321.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Indeed knows that for any business, your next step is the most important one, like hiring someone who can make a real impact. Indeed can help you find high-impact hires faster, without any long-term contracts, and you pay only for what you need, thanks to our super flexible payment options. So why not take that next step with Indeed? Get started with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Now, Aaron, that little girl you just introduced, that little girl was me. I'm also America's cool aunt. A fun aunt. I call that a funt.
Ah, that's a good one, Liz. Sounds like you're in a good mood tonight, Senator Harris.
Oh, I am. The funt is back, baby. America's fun aunt. I'm also America's cool aunt. You know what? Let's not do that. Tonight, I'm not going to worry about the polling.
voting numbers. I'm just going to have fun and see if I can get some viral moments. Mama needs a GIF.
That was Maya Rudolph. She's got to be thrilled that Kamala Harris is Joe Biden's pick. They're going to meet sometime today. They're going to make an appearance together. They'll be 6 feet apart. They'll wear masks. And there'll be very little electricity, I imagine. I don't know. And then Joe Biden will go back inside, and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden will do a lot of the campaigning. Here is what we're learning now about the football season. We know about the Big 12 is now out. This SEC commissioner on the fate of the season. This just tweeted out by Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner. I look forward to learning more about the factors that led the Big Ten and Pac-12 leadership to take these actions. I remain comfortable with the thorough and deliberate approach of the SEC, and our 14 members are taking to support a healthy environment for student athletes. And one of the things that came up with Jack Brewer this morning, former NFL player and late bloomer in college, was he thinks politics is playing a role in this. Canceling the season is a big mistake. Cut 35.
I think you have a lot of liberal presidents and chancellors at these universities who are making these calls, and I think that they'll do whatever they can to go against the president.
Wow. I was stunned by that. And also these stats. Keep in mind what football is. The most physical sport in America, maybe outside world rules, Australian rules football in the world. Cut 36.
Since 2000, there's been over 35 players in the NCAA that have died playing football. When you look across the board, the NFL, the NCAA, not a single player has been hospitalized. Not a single player has died from the coronavirus. But yet, and you know, you look across the nation, over 800,000 kids are sent to the hospital and emergency rooms every year due to sports injuries.
Yeah. I mean, what are you worried about? I just think also, if you're going to be going to school, even at a hybrid level, you have the teams go in. It's not a bad scene or a showing or optics to have football be treated with special ways, special cafeterias, special dorms in an extremely unique year. They're used to it. You talk to these people, especially in the Northeast where I am, who are going to Auburn and Alabama and North Carolina, that's where they're going. They're going to be part of the mania, which is Division I sports. They expect the players to get special treatment. The players want to hang out together. The coaches want these players to act mature. This will be a test. Here's LSU's head coach, Coach O, cut 39.
I do believe that we have the best protocol for our players. Our players feel safe on campus. We only have a few players that are sick right now. They get the best care. Our players want to play. I do believe the SEC wants to play. I have to give it to our commissioner for waiting to get the most information and to make the correct decision for our football team, and I do believe he will make that.
I do, too. And I hope that they play. And then they'll just put it all together. They will decide on maybe a 6 to 7, 8 game season, and they'll do it. And what the LSU coach also went on to say is they expect half the stadium to be full. And if they can keep this thing at bay and they can be smart about it and spread out in the seats, you know, spread out people from families and friends that come together, and you wear masks, that's cold adjusting. 8 months in, we're getting it. It's taking us a while. Hey, go to BrianKilmeade.com. Order everything from Sam Houston, Alamo Avengers, to the children's or young readers edition of Thomas Jefferson, the Tripoli Pirates, and George Washington's Secret Six. Keep it here.
Gold prices keep climbing and just hit an all-time high. COVID-19 and battered global economies are sending investors to the safe haven of physical gold to avoid losing value in their IRAs, 401ks, and stocks. Don't stand on the sidelines and wonder what the stock market is going to do next. Protect and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have valid concerns, and we have simple solutions for all needs and budgets. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers as well as veterans. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process to transfer any portion of your IRA, 401k, or stocks into the long-term safety of a gold IRA today. Call 800-GOLD-IRA and ask for our free gold guide. That's 800-465-3472. 800-GOLD-IRA. Grow your financial future with the rising value of physical gold and protect yourself during this worldwide crisis. Call the leader, American Bullion. 800-GOLD-IRA.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest similar to the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.